Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters, California sunshine, got your boy tasting that. Skrilla for real, let's take it to the Bay, yeah. On my way to Sac Town, where the homies don't play, for real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there, yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the FC, cruising down the 101, that's where you find me, dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese, trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Born and bred LA, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game, on God, this love is pain. And I've been in it for a cool minute, 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted, describe me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish, you get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers, ball braids of face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip, champagne in the air. We buy our clothes when we get there. And when we done, we coming home to celebrate, thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted. To take advantage of every moment, determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
Back in the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock, studio a live show, blowing up any spot, putting fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with K-Day since it was AM 1580, before Tyrese was dropping lately. Exhibit was pimping, rising ghosts was still Jamie. The only thing that's new was the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like Cube, true Angelino, yeah, yeah. This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo,
Big Fee,
Big Fee,
Primary,
Primary,
Bird,
Bird,
Feel Good,
Feel Good,
Authentic Swing,
Authentic
Baby,
Swing, Baby.
Going to the club on dub, and I got a pocket full of buns,
pocket full of cash,
pocket full of buns, ladies, can you show them on me, girl? Going to the club on dub,
I'm rolling,
and I got a pocket full of buns,
my truck is packed with buns,
ladies, can you show them on me, girl?
I'm rolling
down central with a pocket for the dough. Sipping XO, one popping in pros on 144 spokes at low. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio. Hit the club with thugs, triple lows blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's best you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was born to the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when I'm changing lanes. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap gang with fame like Danny Dane. Whip them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state we be popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking bud. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight. Cause I done ran four nights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a beat for lying. Now hold your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey, baby.
Get into the truck.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead.
Club on love.
On love.
And I got a pocket full of fun.
Pocket full of cash.
Rock and rock with some. Baby, can you show them homies love?
Love.
Only to the club on love.
Go ahead.
And I got a pocket full of
fun. Full of fun.
My rock is rock with some.
Love.
I stepped out to the Nazi, fresh and clean, fix one footer, bling and chain.
Bling.
You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hand. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make
damn.
You wet, make you bang when she working the thing. All the mamas that sick, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my clique about to do some things. That guy, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the eight, then I'm using the shape. Now watch that, I smell. In the back, smell like the homies is blazing the day. Matter of fact, let me get you to passing the right back. I feel it, feel it good right now. Laced up in the fat form, I'm wildin' out. If you feel the same way, just shout it out. Everybody in the club, get rowdy, rap. Release your nasty side, freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burn dry. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life.
Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side.
KVOLT
99.9 of your dial. I'm your host for the evening. I'm King Scratch, you know what I'm saying? First nine callers, y'all get free tickets to my barbecue. Right now, I got somebody special for you, you know what I'm saying? The homie Nine-Bo, featuring Jay Brown and Ben Cheese. Call me up and let me know what y'all think, you know what I'm saying?
It's a beautiful day outside, yeah, it's the summertime. The weather is looking good, later on it's party time. You know how we folks do, Tran 9 canning it up. With scratch in the back on the grilly grill, queuing it up. Got food and drink, head man for everybody. This is a special day for my fam, bam, to come and party. What's up, side dog? You know your boy doing it big. Where's your fam? Bring your fam and smash it a shindig. No need to stop and get nothing, folks, we got it here. We got the Monye and Patron sitting right here. And Corona's on ice, we gon' do it all night. Cause ain't no party like a party till that nine. Do it right, that's how we do it every summer. Every time we get together like fam bam, it gets funner. And wonder, what would it be without that special time? Sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of your summertime.
Got my shades on, cooking in my drop top. Boys got my back, so you know we keep it hot. Ladies all around me looking fly nonstop. We for sure to get it poppin' tonight. Yeah, that's how we do it in the summertime. That's how we do it in the summertime.
Growing up as a youngin' in the filthy streets of horror, where dudes had to pray for their lives, homie, to see tomorrow. It was a clear day, beautiful day around the way. Summertime LA, block parties, ladies, hey. There was the earliest good old days when we got together. Nobody hating on one another, we came together. Made it better for whoever you know want to come and party. Waited all year long, summertime to get naughty. Ladies, it's looking good, fellas doing their thing. Even got little ones run around, that's what's up, man. Having fun in the sun in a city that don't sleep. Something like New York, but Cali, y'all need to meet and visit the city of angels with a heart set. Ain't nothing like brown pride on the west. We love that LA's finest to get, enjoying the sunshine. It ain't nothing like the madness surrounding the summertime.
Got my shades on, cooking in my drop top. Boys got my back, so you know we keep it hot. Ladies all around me looking fly nonstop. We for sure to get it poppin' tonight. That's how we do it in the summertime.
3 months have come along, the summer's almost over now. Let's take it back to day one and recap how it went down. Well, it was the early summer beginning when I seen her. I had to step to her, what's your name, oh Selena? Well, nice to meet you, Selena, I'm Mr. Nine Vote. The one to represent one half of them kinfolk. The ones that hit you with shaking, shaking in VIP. Ladies night to show, to the side, remember me?
White linen, on a yacht party with fine women. Yeah, we gon' get it on tonight. We gon' make the summer alright. White linen, on a yacht party with fine women. Yeah, we gon' get it on tonight. We gon' make the summer alright. Lay back, got my shades on, cooling in my drop top. Boys got my back, so you know we keep it hot. For sure to get it poppin' tonight. Yeah, that's how we do it in the summertime. That's how we do it in the summertime.
Jay Brown, bitches peace. Ha ha. It's summertime, y'all. Scratch you a fool for this one. Ladies, hey, fellas, ho.
Still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over. too. If they don't, get offended by what happens at my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some mugs, we got plenty. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
2 p.m. and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a quirk in my neck from all the ass they keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but assassin songs. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on, some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in L.A. is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some mugs, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they like you. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and his booty galore. Homies playing bombs to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Cali sun's on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some mugs, we got plenty of you. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some mugs, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. On what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
For hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
New West Radio Friday, yay! What the fuck is going on? I hope y'all out there chilling, having a good time. And make sure, you know, y'all stay safe out there, you know what I mean? Nigga, it's police and it's haters out there, you know what I mean? We don't want nothing hiding your ass from neither one of them, you know what I mean? Give us a call, man, 323-642-1597. You know, if y'all online and all that shit, man, we got the, you know, the start of the show. Get ready to come in. First of all, let me bring in JoJo Loco, True West Entertainment. What up, Mike?
What it do, man?
Cracking with it.
Trying to give you the clap. Take this out. We get ready to bring in the bad hour. Big Fame is in the house.
What's good?
Big Fame, what's up, baby?
Yeah, not much.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Me and JoJo Loco was hanging it down, holding it down, you know, this evening for the time being. I'm pretty sure we're going to have some more people coming in. Hell, give us a little rundown about yourself, man. Who you, where you from, what you do. Anytime,
shit.
Man.
Hell, everything about me, shit, what I do music, chief on the earth,
try yeah.
to help as much as I can, and that's about it. That's about it.
As far as you, what, you a rapper, you a producer, you a singer, you a...
I'm definitely a rapper.
Okay. Okay.
For the culture, you know what I mean? Family man, I handle my thing, you know what I mean? I do my thing out here.
And where you from? You from L.A.?
No. I'm from the South. I'm from Kingsport, Tennessee.
Tennessee? Oh, no, it seems Tennessee. Like it's crazy when I go on. I mean, this ain't no disrespect to Tennessee, but... It seems like when I go and take a shit, I be having some weird songs in my head. And the last time I went to go and take a shit, I was thinking Tennessee. Lord, I know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I be having some weird. And then the time before that, I was singing like fucking I had a vision of love. I'm going, what the fuck are these songs in my head for when I'm taking the shit? I don't know if y'all do that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I mean, every time I go and take a shit, I got a different song in my head, or I got a song that I'm gonna make. You know, I have beats in my head. I don't even want to, you know, just I'll be ready to jump off the toilet and run in the studio and start making that track. I don't know what it is. It seems like when I'm taking the shit, I be having so much music in my head. It's crazy.
That's almost the best place for ideas at all, like for real. That or the kitchen.
Cause I think what it is with the toilet, when you in the bathroom, you in there by yourself. You kind of like secluded. Especially, I lock the door every time. Fuck it. Because my granddaughter, she don't give a fuck about knocking sometimes. She just want to bust in.
I got three kids that do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. I have my door locked all the time. And I be like, that's why God made knuckles. They made knuckles to fight, shoot, or knock on the door before you walk in the goddamn room. You know what I mean?
That part.
You know what I mean? And then if my granddaughter, I'd be like, why did God give you knuckles? And she tell me, and I'm like, you didn't even use your knuckle for the third part. You know what I mean?
That sound like me. I tell my kids, where your ears at? They'll point at
right.
them. I'm like, why ain't you using them? I told you what to do. You ain't using them.
Right. And see, this is my granddaughter. So all my kids is grown. So now
right.
I'm teaching the grandkids. Like, man, come on, man. You can't just be... Don't just think you... Just because you got to piss real bad, don't think you can just bust up in the bathroom, my nigga.
Hey, yeah, congratulations on being granddad, though. A lot of people don't make it to be that, for real.
Ah, man, you know, I love it. I love these grandkids. You know what I mean? I got one is two, one is eight, and then I got like a 14 and 15 year old. See, they cool. They know what's up. You bust up in the
right.
room with me, I'm gonna come sock your ass out. It's the little ones, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. So look. Let's know what's going on with Tennessee, man. How is it out there? I mean, did y'all get, you know, kind of something happened when this fucking big-ass rain came through? I seen a whole lot of shit. I seen Memphis get fucked up. I had some folks out there. But, I mean, as far as where you was, did they get fucked up with that rain?
Yeah, a few floods. That's about it.
It didn't fuck you up personally, though.
Oh, no, not at all. Still get around. Shit, it was just rain. You know what I mean? We in the mountains.
Oh, yeah, see. I live in Barstow, California. It's like 2 hours away from L.A. and 2 hours away from Vegas. So it really didn't. Like, yesterday, it seemed like it was a low-key tornado came through here. This shit was fucked up. And I don't do tornadoes.
Nah,
but,
fuck that.
Nah, man. This shit was fucked up yesterday. I went to Vegas like the day before. I got back yesterday morning. I was so fucking tired because I had to go shoot a video. And I went to sleep. And I woke up and it was dark as fuck. I was like, when I first pulled up, when I got from Vegas, like 10 o'clock in the morning, it was sunny as fuck. I took a nap and I got up and it was dark as hell. And then the
fuck
wind there. Started blowing and going crazy. I was like, oh, man. But anyway, enough of that. When it come down and you rapping, what made you start doing music? Who influenced you?
Who influenced me? Got a couple of artists. People like Busta Rhymes, Young Buck, you know, Jada Kiss, The Game, you know, a bunch of people. I just used to listen to music. Bone Thugs was actually one of my favorite groups listening to coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Around that Bone Thugs era, was it anybody else?
Exhibit. Exodus Z was my, that was my, yo, that was my shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fuck with Snow, Ice Cube. Raw Footage surprised me. I ain't gonna lie. Raw Footage surprised me. Raw Footage was kind of the turning point to where I started, you know, doing shit differently, thinking about shit differently. So that album kind of hit me at the right time.
Right, because I know that everybody, you know, actually rap got somebody that actually be like, that was my nigga, and that's the nigga that I pattern myself around. But at the same time, you know, you kind of fuck around and, you know, you might be kind of rapping like them, but then you kind of get into your own little thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
So which one was that? Who was your favorite? Your favorite, the one you said, nigga, this is who I'm going to get ready to rap like. nigga, I don't laugh, nigga, I need to know.
If I have to put a finger on it, it would be Busta Rhymes. If I ever try to rap like anybody, it would be Busta Rhymes. No lie.
Yeah, I loaded your songs up. I didn't even get a chance to hear them. So I'm going to be just as shocked as everybody else. So do you think that what you're doing right now sounds like Busta? I know nobody better than Busta.
No. I don't sound like Busta. I give Busta all his, you know what I mean? I try to find a way to sound like myself, you know what I mean? Find a way not to sound like anybody out there.
Right. I know your first rap that you made, it, you sound like Busta like a motherfucker. You know I'm right.
I try not to, though. Like, I swear, I try not to.
I'm getting ready to do something. This is the second time I ever did this on the show. What was your first rap? You remember your first rap?
I can remember. I can remember exactly what beat I done.
You pulling my cord. You know that first rap. You just don't want to say it.
Nah, I really don't know the words.
JoJo.
For that summer it was hitting though.
What's up with it?
Hey, you think he lied? He know his first rapper.
All rappers remember their first rap.
What's your first rap, JoJo? Tell me your first rap. Oh, by the way, man, that's Big Fame. And that's JoJo from True West. He in the group, you know what I'm saying? What's your first rap, JoJo? You talk about everybody remember it. Let me hear your first rap. Hip, hop, the hip it.
No, biggest hit
you
a bag.
You want me to cut the music off so we can hear it?
No. Biggest hit a bag of the shit. Yeah. I might be big. I don't give a fuck about that. I can remember a lot of my songs, though. That's the crazy part.
What's your first rap? Let me hear your first rap. Why you bullshitting? Since Mr. Fame is up, a Big Fame is up there bullshitting, knowing he know that first rap.
I remember the whole song, but I remember the first verse.
Hey, look, that's what I'm saying. I don't even need the whole song. I just need a couple of bars. Because I'm trying to remember. Because if y'all ask me my first song, I cannot. If I get the first fucking line up, I could probably get it. All right, Big Fab. Come on, man. Give me a board, man.
K-Town representative, show you where it's at. Big black nigga, dressed in all black. If you want some noise, come and see Maniac. Guarantee I bring the noise back with a blast. I was young.
Okay, that's cool. All right, JoJo,
like
your turn. What was your first rap?
Me and the homies in the back of the shack selling dope, getting our dick big, but it's a little crack.
That's it?
I don't remember nothing else after that.
Right, hold on.
I'm telling you, it's harder to time travel like that at times. All right.
Let me see.
You haven't put my idea, but I was like 13, you know what I mean?
And then later on tonight, they're going to remember the whole song.
All right, well, look, I'm going to tell y'all, as long as y'all hang around with JoJo, I know you be around. But, man, I'm telling you, Big Fam, if you be around, think about it. So at the end of the night, we getting ready to do it. Because I think I remember a lot of the verse. I remember the beginning. If y'all want me to say it, I'll say it, but I don't think I want to say it.
Go ahead and say it.
Let me see. Okay. It go. Imposters, get out my face with that bullshit. If you got my name, you better change it, because I'm tired of the mix-up. Now it's time for the phonies to get fucked up. One by one, I'm taking out the clones, thinking they DJs because they have a pair of headphones. DJ scratch here, DJ scratch there, DJ scratch everywhere, but I don't care. But I hate when people say, is that you? I say, no, that's a sucker from another crew. One in New York, one in Oaktown. All the rest just scatter around. Then make records perform on stage. Record deals have make a minimum wage. The whack you work for might have fame. They complete the whack route with my name. DJ Scratch, but that's not me though. Something. As a matter of fact, I don't think so. No, I don't know, but it's something like that. I made the whole beat. I was a DJ. I was a DJ, so I was trying to let them niggas know, nigga, I'm the original DJ Scratch. I'm, nigga, my name was Scratch first since I was 12 years old.
Hey, run that.
I'm about to be 50 at 4. Oh, that shit was crazy. That's not me, though. He said, battle is something. You won't last never, but I won't. I dissed all they rappers and everything. Because I slayed everybody named DJ Scratch. Everybody named DJ Scratch, they got served. I bounce to that. You know what I mean? Big Five is in the building, man. Y'all got to call in, man. Okay, I see Buddha Ali's on 24 TV. I see him down there somewhere. But it always, he got to tune his damn vocal cords up before he say something. Or he always got himself on mute somewhere. But you know what I'm saying? Big Fame, you know, you sent me 4 songs, and we only usually do like 3. So let me see. I know that one I really want to hear was Stand Still. That's almost like, to me, it was like, nigga, if you move, I'll blow your motherfucking head off. Because I didn't get a chance to listen to the song. I had to roll to Vegas to do a video. So I had to load the songs up, and I didn't get a chance. This is the first time I didn't get a chance to listen to the song. So I got the 3 of them. I got I Know. I got, let's see. I got Stand Still. And What the Fuck Y'all, I want to play What the Fuck Y'all Mean. That just sounds like something I say every day. Which one you want me? I'm going to play 2. We're going to come back. We're going to play a couple of songs. We're going to play the last song. What 2 you want me to play first?
Let's see. What the Fuck Y'all Mean for sure.
First. Okay.
I Know.
Okay, then we'll get back to Stand Still. That'll be the last one we play. Man, if y'all
that'll
listen
to that one we play.
Okay, yeah, okay. So that just let me know. So we getting ready to go.
Yeah, but
what
the fuck y'all mean?
Y'all
and,
mean
still,
and then we gonna go
I
to,
made those beats.
Huh?
I made those 2 beats.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So we get ready to go. We gonna go. What the Fuck Y'all Mean? I Know and Stand Still, and then You Know Last.
See? Yeah, I know last. That's something that.
Okay,
that's
what we getting ready to do. All right. Well, shit. Let's get it in. Introduce your soul. What the fuck y'all mean? What the fuck, man? I'm telling you, that sounds like something I say every day.
Hey, that's my power song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck y'all mean, that's my power song.
Let's get it in, and then, you know, we going to go into, you know, Stand Still. So introduce both of your songs. We about to get them in.
Yeah, yeah. You got Stand Still, which is going to be, you know what I mean, talking to the people. And then you got What the Fuck Y'all Mean, which is also going to be talking to the people.
So if y'all motherfuckers ain't listening, y'all better listen, because this is what this cat is talking about. My man, Big Fat, True West Entertainment, Friday, yay, give us the motherfucking call. We right here, 323-642-1597. Let's get it cracking. The fuck y'all mean?
They thought that I was weak, with jokes on you, shouted that ain't me. Don't get getting twisted cause I talk about peace. I still a fuck your ass up and then continue to speak. The fuck y'all
I'ma
made.
Say what I wanna say, on mic, off mic. I'm giving you real life regardless what it feels like. The truth always hurts, especially when it's facts in it. Acting like you different when some of y'all be back twisted. The nerd to let a nigga's name come up out your mouth and claim you real in the next sentence that comes out. But clown the next man cause yo shit ain't working out. Even starting rhymes with your fam, what you jealous now? The problems with you niggas is you don't know yourself. Spent your whole damn life being someone else and passed up every opportunity to make the change and blame all of your problems on everybody else. Too scared to move forward but you're lonelier. You leak a couple eyes and leave a couple homies there. And now you both haters. And all I see when I'm doing my thing is y'all looking at me like they thought that I was dead. They say I won't survive. Well, jokes on you, little bitch, I'm still alive. They thought I wouldn't try. They thought that I was bold, but I live on the breast and stay down like 10 toes. They thought that I was bald. They thought that I was weak. Well, jokes on you, shawty, that ain't me. Don't get it twisted cause I talk about peace. I still a fuck your ass up and then continue to speak. The fuck y'all mean to tell me what all the shit I've been through that I'm supposed to bow to a nigga like you? My mind recollects all our prior conversations. Most of them is you hating, others negotiations. The reason why I stay away cause we ain't on the same page. Dope fifth money that I always on some gang gang. But you still a slave, so committed to the chain swing. Something's got a damn shame. Y'all behind bars and it's a war out here. Ayo, Mr. OG, they out here killing your kids. But you ain't worried about that though, they too worried about them. The one that wears different colors but wears the same skin. Listen to your prince's laws of religion. That's why you ain't winning. I ain't this and I just believe different. And I believe that we need different. Because the world's looking at us like they thought that I was dead. They say I won't survive. Well, jokes on you, little bitch, I'm still alive. They thought I wouldn't try. They thought that I would fall. But I live on the breast and stay down like 10 toes. They thought that I was bald. They thought that I was weak. Well, jokes on you, shawty, that ain't me. Don't get it twisted cause I talk about peace. I still a fuck your ass up and then continue to speak. The fuck y'all mean?
Confirmation, yeah, I came to get it done. Gotta do it for my baby, my daughters and my son. Gotta do it for the people, regardless where you from. No more being dumb, bro, they killing off the young. And it's okay, cause we don't say a thing. We too busy being passive, they think we ain't got strength. Cause the only fight back that they see in is marching and talking. It's a winning to get your way through stomping. It's a damn shame, conversation about belief. We'll have you in your closest ready to be. You see it this way, he see it that way. It's all natural that we gon' disagree. But why not peace? They hate it when you bring them the facts and look them in their face and tell them you ain't black. I took the time out to study my past and say knowledge is power and I'm sharing that. They thought that I was dead. They say I won't survive. Well, jokes on you, little bitch, I'm still alive. They thought I wouldn't try. They thought that I would fall. But I live on the breast and stay down like 10 toes. They thought that I was bald. They thought that I was weak. Well, jokes on you, shawty, that ain't me. Don't get it twisted cause I talk about peace. I still a fuck your ass up and then continue to speak. The fuck y'all, they thought that I was dead. They say I won't survive. Well, jokes on you, little bitch, I'm still alive. They thought I wouldn't try. They thought that I was bold, but I live on the press and stay down like 10 toes. They thought that I was bald. They thought that I was weak. Well, jokes on you, shawty, that ain't me. Don't get it twisted cause I talk about peace. I still a fuck your ass up and then continue to speak. The fuck y'all mean?
Your faces is approved. They mad at me but I won't lose. I refuse to sell my soul to a label like some of you do. When black ain't successful,
why?
Not until black can be helpful and stop buying all this board that they selling you. And I know what they telling you. This man a racist, but my race is the only race that don't make shit. My race is the one that came here on slave shit. Stripped of all of they knowledge, back to the basics. Drug strippers, dope pussies, kids without dads and moms. Raised by grandmas and God forbid foster homes. That's the future if we keep standing still for real. Think about it, kids is already being killed. This ain't life no more, it's more of a battlefield. Think about it, homeboy, you could die trying to live. So where my new black bosses, new black teachers? Can I get a hand for these new black leaders that are YouTube gangsters with Barbie doll features? Falling for the crowd, but it's kids that's in the bleachers. My old black leaders and no black teachers. Don't play victim to these kids that you ain't leading. You can toss all the sauce you want. You can throw all the dirt you want. Do what you want, just don't stand still.
Ain't it pitiful? Look at what they did to you. Bought your fan for low price. Treated them like animals. Fast forward to you. Treated like an animal. Poisoning your food source. Choking out your pineal. Maintaining your cerebral cortex is killing you. Less of what you digest gives you a clearer view. Beware of what you ingest. TV and some tunes. I made a disconnect the sun from linking with the moon. Ooh, you can boom a time boom. My flow will last forever. Strange meaning and my pain is the bearer. Swing the truth like a weapon of terror. Hope it don't miss them. It's knowledge, it won't hurt them. Only the dumb is the victim. And stop being stupid. Invest in some businesses. Instead of buying cars, buy a whole dealership. The truth shall rise and if I die before it happens, when it does, envision me laughing. So where my new black bosses, new black teachers? Can I get a hand for these new black leaders that are YouTube gangsters with Barbie doll features? Falling for the crowd, but it's kids that's in the bleachers. My old black leaders and no black teachers. Don't play victim to these kids that you ain't leading. You can toss all the sauce you want. You can throw all the dirt you want. Do what you want, just don't stand still.
Yeah, everything works. Everything works. Spit that lava. Everything. Yeah, everything.
I spit lava, you ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain, I ain't gotta type it. Everything works, fuck everything else. Do this shit to death, run these streets by myself. Speak any train robber, OE zipper. Old niggas still got hoes on the zipper. I'm off my meds, got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block, getting money with the homie. I can't change, won't change, still getting bread. In the back of the Mac, niggas still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting red. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That's how it go down when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. Fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. I fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got deals. Assassins in my squad. Lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways, you know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell at frequent. That's what I love, like my neph so fly. I'ma ride with my crew till the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you minor. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. Fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything else, nigga, we ride it. Everything West, nigga, we ride it. We do this shit to death, nigga, we ride it. I fuck with True West, nigga, we ride it. Fuck everything.
Any nigga that ever looked at me wrong, owes me money, or ever said any jealous bullshit about me is fucking dead.
Part 2, part 3, part 4. Gotta make mixtapes, can't sell them in the store. Damn, I can't take it no more. Not saying no names, but some niggas make my brain sore. Repetition, that means over and over again. Some of y'all didn't finish grade 10. So I gotta break it down for the stupid old niggas selling them just to be a gang of industry hoes. Reality, fool, they not gonna pay you. They just might play it. In the end, nigga, no paper. Wasting time trying to sound like the artist on the radio. Listen to this crash down, here we go. A lot of times I wanna have a fit. We do everything, but I live for this true West shit.
Niggas coming through with these whack ass rap songs. With them chucks to bands on your soul. Young ass guppy, stop trying to break the mold. Coming through in your skinny jeans. Tattoo kids trying to look all mean. Well, here's the thing, yo, hopped and went pop. It ain't hip, so nigga, once you stop. Backpack with the wax track, just a sign on the fly, nigga, this that true West shit, huh? Fuck radio, they wanna pay to play. Never play gangsta rap shit anyway. Fuck the club, a nigga don't wanna dance, just wanna throw the dubs up with my hands, huh? You niggas on that Fruity Loop shit, we do everything, but I live for this true West shit.
Drop that ass when you on the floor, cause it's time for Drop that ass when you on the floor, cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning, JoJo talking gangster shit, King Scratch got the tables turning, Sweet P with that sweet voice, Mike Byer, Rolls Royce, mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk, no censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned, need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8, it's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing, it's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Oh,
let's go. Lamborghini
Mercy. The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, we back in the building. Motherfucking, man, this is motherfucking... This is Friday, you know what I'm saying? If y'all online, give us a call, you know, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to get it in, you know what I'm saying? Let me let the mayor in right now, you know what I'm saying? Big fan, that's, he the mayor right now, you know what I mean? he the mayor, you know what I'm saying? JoJo logo, True West Entertainment. Motherfucker, no. Wait a minute. Buddha! Buddha!
Yay, yay, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, about goddamn time.
Yay, yay. Hey, True West Radio, the most dangerous radio on Blog Talk. On a Friday, a high day. You know how we get down. World round, y'all in the town. Hey, y'all, what's going on, family?
Nothing, man. Hey, you might as well let my man, Big Fame, know where you from. Where you from?
Man, I'm right here, man, Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man. The middle passage of the Mason-Dixon line, man. Right here.
Yeah.
The children's trucker, man, coming at you real heavy, man, right here. Doing it with y'all live on True West Radio with one of the greatest of all time DJs since he was 12.
DJ
King Scratch, the first DJ of the Niggas with an Attitude. You hear me?
That's
this man
that,
is real.
Man.
Well, he didn't know I was an NWA, I don't think, but thanks for telling
him. Yeah, I really did. That's a no one on me.
Oh yeah, I used to be in NWA,
oh,
bro. I'm on the front cover.
I mean, I seen that, but you know what I mean. It was
Scratch then yellow. See, they had to what they said they had to lose. They had to water down a little bit, not take nothing nobody in the game.
I serve yellow.
Let me put the butt on you, Unc. Just stay.
All right, go ahead. Put the butt on me.
Down.
Put the butt on me.
Be still and
yeah.
Write you down. Get you right. You know what I'm saying? You know, King Scratch,
right.
He's still the realest of all time, of all DJs. If you listen, everything, every rapper to come out that camp, they got something from DJ Scratch, and they got something from Scotty D, his sidekick, his right-hand man, the sensei, the architect of West Coast and East Coast. Rap,
yeah,
hip-hop,
yeah,
and clothing apparel.
Yeah, we did it everywhere. We did it everywhere. Then we also, we got
from the,
a documentary.
From the troop suits, from the feline suits, the troop suits, all that, that come from them boys right there, these brothers right here, these senseis right now on the line. These brothers want to put it down.
Yeah, Scotty ain't on here. I don't know what the
hell.
Oh, he
ain't on. Okay, well, I got to put him on. I got to put the butter. I'm spreading it. I'm spraying it, too. You hear me?
Hey,
spreading
hey,
and
look,
spraying.
If nobody going to lick the butter up, my wife ain't going to lick the butter up, I'll just take a shower.
Yeah, you hear me? That's, it's going down. He going to get, he getting it. So, hey, man, I salute you. I like
look,
the song
look,
I heard a few
out.
Minutes ago.
Take
I was listening to the track.
Out.
I hear you,
man.
That track was going hard.
Huh?
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
I said a track I just heard from Fab. That boy was going hard, man. That boy was.
Oh, you know what? What was that? The one that the first one I played, what was that?
I think that was What the Fuck Y'all Mean.
Man,
yeah, that was it.
Hey, look, I won't patch your pockets too hard, but I want to do a remix on that. If you send me the goddamn acapellas, I will put a West Coast version to that motherfucker. And you will, boy, you'll piss green apples.
So I got a question for you. Now, where you from, bro? I tuned in. I was listening. Like you said, I had on mute. I had a lot of stuff going. I had to get position to get in with the transition of the frequency. Where you from, G?
I'm from Kingsport, Tennessee.
Yeah, well, you right down the road from me. Yeah,
yeah
you right
yeah.
down the road, bro.
I'm in the mountains, baby.
I'm in the mountains, dude. I'm out killing right across the Red River, baby. Right across the Red
yeah,
River.
Yeah.
Hey, look here. You about 3 hours from it, man. You hear what I'm talking about? I'm an hour from Little Rock.
Buddha, both of y'all motherfuckers. Boy, y'all motherfuckers. You know, when I was on tour, I was hitting all them spots real quick. It was like, bam, 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 bam. I'm like, damn, we here already? You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers, oh, man, it's hard to get from Cali to anywhere around that spot. But once you jump around in that spot, you right there in no time. Man,
that's a straight shot. That's a straight line. That's why, you know, Al Capone and them were based in Hot Springs, Arkansas, because they could see the federalists coming because they weren't but one way in. It was straight through the goddamn middle. So they could see
the
boys coming from long distance. They could see the dirt kicking from way back there. Now they knew who it was.
Y'all motherfuckers, boy. I told you, wait a minute. What my song say of Buddha and what my song say of JoJo somewhere around this motherfucker, I think.
Well, you got so many hits, I'm trying to figure out. You got to
hey, look,
give him the
look,
time.
No,
like
I always say it. I say it every time something fuck up. I can't live nowhere with torn nails and floods.
Hey, well, we got them now.
I'm trying to see what JoJo at. JoJo know the end of that.
Oh, you got JoJo. JoJo the
marijuana man. Around this motherfucker.
I can't live around nowhere. Tornadoes, but Crips and Blood. I know.
You close. It say, I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the Crips and Blood.
And Blood.
I can't.
I
y'all about to be getting 100%. Fucked up down there, bro. I'm like,
hey,
wait,
man. The ancestors, man, you got a lot of tribes. It
has rain with floods. I'm happy about that. It ain't flood, like, you know what I mean? Oh, shit, everybody get a boat. Nah, it's no shit like that, but it'll fuck your car up.
I can't be doing that. You know, just think, nigga, if I wake up in the morning, my whole studio is flooded. JoJo the only one that know what the studio look like on the line. But if all my goddamn, you see how many, all my computers be flooded?
So, well, look here, man. Don't get too comfortable scratching because them tornadoes just hit New York and everything else. So the West Coast is going to be next. It hit everything in New York. It hit places in New York. Look at them. They ain't going to hit tornado.
Hold on. Where my boo button at?
The next season, it ain't really over, but next season.
I'm on the whole another coast. I'm just saying. Hold on, let's see who this is. I know this got to be. This got to be Big Fame, one of Big Fame people. Eric code 423. Who this is?
What up? It's Preacher House, man. Want to get on here and give a shout out to old Big Fame doing his thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, up, man. Free? For sure, man. We sitting up here talking some shit about, you know what I'm saying, y'all living down there. So I guess you out there in Tennessee too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we out here.
Man, that shit is crazy, bro. It's like I can't see myself living in Tennessee.
No. But you came to visit. You came down to visit. You enjoyed what you seen. You like what you see when you came down. You seen shit.
Oh, when I was in Tennessee, I was out there, nigga. It was going down, nigga. When I was in Memphis, that shit was really going down.
Yeah.
I was in Memphis. Look, I was in Memphis one time. Me and Curtis Young, Dr. Dre's son, and my cousin Hornhead. And I wasn't even supposed to perform. And the motherfucker was like, oh, man, can you scratch in the building? Yeah, I'm like, thank you. And then this motherfucker, my cousin, goes, y'all want to see him get down? Nigga, I'm fucked up.
Don't put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot like a motherfucker, right? And see, when I do my shows, I DJ like a motherfucker, and then I go on rap. So it'd be like, damn, this nigga DJ M rap. And the motherfucker, I say, okay, let me see how many drinks I can get on the end of the stage before I do anything. Nigga, do you know how many drinks and fucking Hennessy's and beers and shit was on the... I just got on the turntables. I fucked it up a little bit. I said a couple of songs and I left. But, nigga, I had, like, drinks. I had so many drinks, my nigga. I was passing drinks out to my niggas. I was like, man, I can't drink all this. Nigga, I was seeing niggas going to the bar. They was like, double shot of Hennessy, double shot of Hennessy. Jägermeister, motherfucking beers, beers, beers. I think I had about 50 drinks on the side of the stage. I'm going to find that damn picture, and I'm going to send it. I mean, yeah, the picture, I got a picture and a video. I'm going to send it to y'all. I'm going to put it on my Facebook or my Instagram. That shit was crazy as fuck. I'm like, for real?
Yeah, man, it's the land of the liquor, man. Down in the south is a moonshine continent. It's like a continent from Arkansas all the way back to goddamn Alabama, man. Moonshine, that blue flame, man.
Hey, wait a minute. Man, when I was out there, my niggas sitting in the front row with a couple of niggas behind, they was like, what this old ass nigga gonna do? And my nigga looked back down and shook his head like, I didn't hear what he said, but he told me after I did the show. But when I was up there fucking up the turntables, the motherfucker was jumping out their goddamn draw.
Ready. They wanted to see it.
Yeah, well, that nigga was like, what this old ass nigga gonna do? Nigga, I got all this gray hair on my face and shit. They thought I was getting ready to be up there like an old man.
The gray ain't shit but wisdom.
If I walk to the store around the corner, I got a cane just because if I got to beat somebody ass and whoop a dog. I'm just saying. Any case, man. Man, look, check this out, man. Big Fame, man. Is there any kind of shows or something coming up that you're doing? I know that
I know that BP got something going on. A few things going on.
Me at the moment, I don't have nothing lined up.
Okay.
This is me jumping back. You know what I mean? I had to take a step back, had to do life, had to recalibrate. You know what I mean?
I think all right,
we
all
got
in recalibration.
You got the music video?
No, I haven't got that far yet.
We do videos.
That's definitely in the plan.
I got a TV show called Zone 24 TV. It's on Facebook and on YouTube. Been out for about 12 years on the cable network, man. Now we're on the internet. And you can type in Zone 24 TV Returns. That's Zone, numerals 24 TV Returns. That's the new page. And we got King Scratch on there on episode 1 and 2.
Oh, of course.
You can subscribe to the page, man. And that's how we connect. And when you get your video or you just want to send a drop, you got a TV commercial or anything to put on the show, man, we'll air it out for you, man. You know what I'm saying? In the sky and below sea level and below ground level, we'll have you out there promoting underground.
Hey, man.
That's what's up.
I know I love the way you promote True West Radio, but boy, if you was just in Cali and straight True West, I'd be like, Nick, go get them, booty. Hey, look, you can sell me
appreciate
a broke
that.
Down car, nigga, a car that don't even run.
Hey, I'm just being real. You know I get down with it. I was saying, just subscribe to the page. You see his phone there. You see Scratch on there, man. Like I say, he been helping us out for years. Scratch the icon, man. He put the rap world on drive, you know what I'm saying, NWA, you know what I'm saying, they gave us that authority to say what we want to say in the rap game, you know what I'm saying,
hard.
Come out
that
with hard. It, say what you mean, say what you mean, and don't be scared, you know, and
say what you
he's
mean.
Helping us out this game here, man,
look,
it's True West University,
but that's different too, like
we
get for real,
like
that's
you gonna learn
too.
Something.
The only thing I know easy, I was like, man, just say whatever the fuck you want to say. He was like, all right.
That's how it all goes. Like, for real, for real. If the artist really has control of their shit, yeah. That's perfect. Anybody wants that.
It was a whole lot of people that had other influence. But he was like, Scratch, what should I do? I was like, man, just say what the fuck you want to. I said, you know what, from this time to I die, I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. And it's crazy because 2 weeks before he died, he called me. He was like, we about to get him in. Then a nigga died. Then when they made the Straight Outta Compton movie, I was looking at that. It was so hard for me to watch it, but I had to watch it because I had to do an interview that night about the movie. So I want to watch it, but it took me 10 hours to watch that motherfucker. 8 hours, my bad.
I bet it did. I mean, that's your people, like, real for real. I had so many people on the team, and there's only a few of us alive today. For real.
Right.
Like,
it took me eight weeks ago,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry,
it's
crazy, man.
It's real, like, you know what I mean?
Well, see, that's what this whole thing, this True West movement, True West Radio, because we got True West Entertainment, and we got a one-stop shop. We don't have to go, you don't have to go nowhere. All you got to do is just jump in our circle. And whatever you need when it comes down to music, we do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just what we trying to do is keep the motivation up for everybody who's not, you know, signed to a major or don't have people that don't have no sponsorship. They don't have nobody that's willing to invest in them. That's what True West is all about. It's not just a radio show. You know, we do everything. You know what I mean? And we try to tell everybody that, man. But you know, it's a whole lot of different avenues that you can go to make yourself, you know, stand out in the crowd. You got me personally, Big Bang. You got some lyrics. I just want to do. I want to do that first song over. I want to make that motherfucker West Coast as fuck. Nigga, you'd be like, oh, we got a West Coast version of that.
And yo, hey, I would love that. I really would fucking love that. For real, for real. Like,
you
for
know,
real. I would
can
love
you
that.
Get, can you get the acapella sent to me?
The acapella?
Yeah.
I can do that. I can do that.
If you could do that, because I had a beat in my head, but it was just fucked up because it's hard to keep the beat in my head when I'm hearing another beat.
Right, right. I understand that.
I will put something so west on that motherfucker. I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with what you did. I love it, but it's just. You know, the thing about it is what we always talk about, you know, and it's a whole lot of people from, you know, around your area, you know, Memphis and Atlanta and stuff like that. They be like, man, can I get a West Coast beat on something?
Yo, you better know that we love it. We love West Coast beats, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Don't know how to do it. We ain't got that West Coast in us like that. You know what I mean? Like, bro.
Well, you just stepped into the arena. You just stepped into the arena. You came, y'all came over here. Oh, man, send me some acapellas. I will West them motherfuckers out so quick. Them motherfuckers will be at till I, you'll be like, yeah, let's see. Damn, I just sent that motherfucker. Bam, I send the motherfuckers right back.
Yo, I wanna do it. I wanna do that. That sounds like a good idea.
And once again, yeah. I ain't gonna patch y'all pockets. This is True West Radio. True West Radio. We got this. It's all about independent artists. It's all about everybody networking because we have a whole lot of people from everywhere. It's not just. Hell, I'm from Cali. I'm from South Central L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you got Buddha Ali from every goddamn where. He got his whole little script. I can't never get it right. Then JoJo, he in True West. He from L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Respect.
Yeah, so
like, let's be honest. Only thing I know
everywhere.
About L.A. is what the music say, and what the news show, what the video show, you know what I mean? Yo, I follow that movement. I dig the fuck out of it.
Man.
For real.
Yeah.
Hey, E40, bro, fuck me up with the Bay Area, man. Like, for real, he about fuck me up. I heard that shit. I was like, what the fuck? This shit is so fucking dope.
Yo. You know, and then, you know, not even just me being part of N.W.A., I fuck with Tupac, so I got Tupac songs ain't nobody never heard.
Oh, you better believe, you know what I mean? I might not say Tupac my favorite, but I don't say that because it's a given. You know what I mean? Who don't like Pac?
Hey, man, play one of them Pox for him. Scratch him with that one y'all
give. If I play, you know what I'm going to play if I play the Tupac song, my favorite motherfucker that I did when he was just freestyling.
Yeah, get that one time for that man. Hit it one time for it right now.
This is my favorite shit, bro. It was 1996. This is my favorite shit, nigga. I got the track going, and that motherfucker started rapping.
Yo,
where's radio, man? Come on, man. Y'all got me fucked up. If y'all want to call in, call us. 323-642-1597. Man, my man, Big Fame, he the one that's supposed to be rocking this whole joint. Well, when I play this Tupac joint, we gonna come back. We gonna play his song. And a matter of fact, we play a song after this. You know what I'm saying? What song was that? That we supposed to play?
I know.
The last one? Huh?
I know.
And a matter of fact, you know what? I think we gonna play I Know first, and then I'm gonna play my favorite shit. Cause every time I'm muted, I be sitting up here rapping that shit loud as fuck. My wife be like, God damn it. And she way across the goddamn driveway. You sure is rapping that song loud. I'm like, that's my favorite shit. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna flex this. I know, B. I just like that shit. It was just something in me that was like, oh, bro, you got to do it.
Oh, okay. I mean,
you
actually,
know what I mean?
Who made the track?
Finvy Style Production. I got that straight off of fucking, what was that?
SoundCloud. You better not say
like
SoundCloud.
It was
You better not say YouTube.
Nah, it wasn't YouTube.
and if
it
you had
YouTube.
To pay for it now, I'm really upset because I wish I'd have met you when you could have paid me to make you a personalized track.
Yo, I'm just going to say this. Where this song right now is not being paid right now, yeah, I want another beat for that.
I'm going to make you hear it, I'll tell you.
What I mean by I love West Coast beats, I love old school beats, I love, you know what I mean, like, I love hip hop.
Okay, man.
Hit him with that Pac shit.
We about to go in and jump into his song, you know what I'm saying, called I Know. We're going to jump in there. What's, what is
Marcina.
Okay.
That's my little cousin. Shout out to her.
I swear, I didn't mean to mess your name up, but you know what I'm saying? jump into this song right here. Just go on and give everybody the introduction.
I know. This is one of those that's from the heart, let you know that, yeah, I do understand. So I give out mine, you know what I mean, to everybody who's going through some shit. This song is for everybody going through some shit.
Man, and everybody is going through some shit. If it ain't nobody going through some shit, I need to be that motherfucker.
You know what I mean? I want better for all my homies, you know what I mean?
I need to be
all my homies that ain't banging, that is banging, you know what I mean? I want better for us all, you know what I mean?
That's
if this
what
ain't
it is.
Me,
that's
I want to see
what
us all
is.
In bed with him.
That's what
you know
it
what
is.
I mean?
I
every
know.
Last one of them.
And all y'all should know, you know what I'm saying? True West, motherfucking Friday, yay. Give us a call, 323-642-1597, and I am burping on your phone.
FinVStyle.com. focus on you. Only you know everything that you done been through. They might say they feel you, but they living like you. Most people out trying to get them a million nice clothes so they can say that they in a building. Cause still in the fact that there's folks like me who got used like stepping stones so they can be. And when they end up on TV screens, they get singled out, they like, oh, not me. Do your thing, man. Zone in. To believe is to have confidence in the truth. Without the knowledge of absolute proof, not only your mind, gotta use your heart too. Use your heart as your candle and let it guide you. Everybody you know is going through it too. Some people are doing good, but it's a select few who choose to help you in your time of need. To help dust you off and get up on your feet. I believe that if we could band together to get rid of this hatred, we could stand forever, man. I understand, man.
Kicking off all the looting and the protests. Don't point your finger at us, point your finger at the real threat. Doing shit blacks will never forget. Let's get it cracking, you know that I win it. Just gonna get a whole lot worse if the bitches
black
get a quit.
Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter,
no, it really don't.
Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't. Black lives don't matter, no, it really don't.
We need to wake up, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Bring back you. Instead of going find drug use, go and grab a Uzi and hit the street and fight the power like we be equals up to me. We can rewrite history and quit gang banging, quit sex claiming, quit cane slanging. Don't rhyme me cause my chain's hanging. You my brother, word to the mother, red. Don't give a fuck what color. It's not a race thing, it's a cop thing. Everybody in this motherfucker let your nuts hang. Next time you see a cop choke a brother, bum rush him. I bet he thank Christ next time before he touch one. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Yeah, I think it's time for us to fight back. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. And I'ma feel that way till I'm underground.
Black lives don't matter, no it really don't. 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 Black lives don't matter, no it really don't.
Black lives matter, it's a joke. You are the racist, the racist is you. If you touch a white guy's shield, then you think they're racist, the racist is the black lives matter. Go to Chicago. They don't have schools. And they die every day, they don't matter.
Black Lives Matter. Pop, Black Valley. I'm in the studio, drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I sacked my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure is pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer similar to bitches is scary, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpack prisons, being into niggas, thugs, living depression. Restrapped, so hope they don't tell us. They pull a heater, ammunition in crates. Shh, move it out of spam, and we fly down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, keep going, it's like I'm dreaming. Singing scenes of me balling, officiated in this misbehavior. Got the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled a mark soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, who the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man, I follow no man. Niggas got my own plan, in my hand got the 45. I could get live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving they caskets, that's what you get for being player hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know, you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defensive, it's senseless. Knocking niggas back on the fence. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas snoop, we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take.
away from the greedy Gaddafi. He not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for West Side. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Will I dash on niggas once I mash these figures? I'll be bad a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow. Just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star. Rockin' the grooves, niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back in the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5 turn to 9-6, 9-6 turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you. We hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal, put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, nah. Baby inside his belly, nah, nah, nah. It was back in belly, they told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I said, yo, Fatal, what are you crazy? Niggas pissing all sides in front. Niggas saying, god damn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, Tupacalypse, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But it's my dick. Bad boy, you're the Fuji. Y'all niggas will never stop me, never drop me, never make me fall. Me, Tupacalypse, all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation. After I'm dead, they'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it. You know, I spit the game so clear it's plain on it. You know, when I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Friday night.
Yeah. This your boy R City. Tapping in with my date Uno. The original King Scratch. True West Entertainment. True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. It's Friday night. Feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. You feel me? True West Radio. True West Radio.
Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
production,
mixer and master,
video production,
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much more. Special rates and discounts, studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, man, we back in the motherfucking building. You know, we had to get something. We had to get a couple of things going. Oh, yeah. The man of the hour. Big Bang.
Yo, the pot went very hard. Very hard.
You like that?
I can see right in your favor. Yeah. But who was the man that you put on after me? That song, I am definitely a fan.
What song was it?
King Scott, Black Lives Don't Matter.
Oh, Black Lives Don't Matter?
Yo, that was lit.
Oh, thank you, man. Hey, you know, you probably about the fourth person that told me that. Thank you, man. Black Lives Don't Matter, man. It was like, I made the song because my thing is, if I had Black Lives Matter, I don't give a fuck. If it's a black man died, somebody gonna show up on my group. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I did Black Lives Don't Matter because, I mean, it don't matter to nobody else, and it actually don't matter to us.
Yo, that's why I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get it back to the
world.
Well,
let me say this, though. I got to give a shout-out, man, to Isaac Jazzy, man, my partner from Uganda, man. Sunday on my birthday, man, but you know, he's from Uganda. He was a young rapper coming out, young dude doing this thing. He had a lot of other stuff going, but how I met him was through the music. And, you know, he was...
Well, happy late birthday, man. I didn't even know. You should have called and said something.
No, my birthday this Sunday. This Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday.
Yeah. But, you know...
Hey, well, happy early birthday.
I appreciate
it. Happy early birthday.
But let me tell you about this. Let me tell y'all this real quick. I don't take up too much time because we're going to get back on Fang on the song he had just did. But, you know, his sister called me. I ain't heard from his sister in about 3 years. And she texted me. And I said, Dad, she said, I'm at the hospital. Isaac done died. I said, God damn, what? Who is this?
So you was actually in cahoots with Isaac all this time?
Yeah, I've been knowing Isaac a long time. You know, with the Uganda connection. But let me tell you the story. So, she texted me and said that Isaac died. I said, okay. I said, who is this? She said, this is a go with the flow. That's why I call it go with the flow. Just go with the flow. I called. She said, yeah, boo, I'm at the hospital right now. I'll call you back. I'll just let you know Isaac the pay. That's okay. So I called her back about an hour later. Said, yeah, I was at the hospital, boo. I'm pregnant. I ain't got married. And my brother's been dead. I said, golly, not. I said, yeah, but let me show you this. I said, man, you know, he was searching for a kidney. But he never got one in time. He was always on, he'd been on dialysis for about 5 years anyway.
Trying
to hold on, young brother. So, yeah, so she goes, what? He hadn't reached out to you yet? And I said, reached out to me? I said, let's hold on. Let me tell you a story. I said, he hadn't reached out to me. Well, he came to us last night. You know, he was already dead. See, he came to us last night. He had a baby blue shirt on. I said, well, damn. I said, nah, I ain't seen him. I'm going like, you know, I wasn't tripping with it. Like, I know the spiritual realm, I know they deep on it over there. And the motherland, she go, yeah. She said, yeah, he didn't reach out to me. It's in Miami. It's in North Miami. I ain't better get to Miami Sunday. I would if I could.
Go to Miami.
I'm trying to get somebody down now. So she said, here go the deal. She said, he ain't reached out to you? I said, no. So I went outdoors, and I took out walking. I looked up in the sky. The sky was baby blue. I cut on this song. DJ, I had this song sent to DJ Screw. To DJ Screw shop down there in Houston. DJ Red screwed and chopped the song for him. I was going to surprise him with it. And he screwed the song down. So I played it. When I played the song, 40 buzzards swarmed my head like Harry Potter. Four buzzards swarmed my head like Harry Potter.
I'm gonna tell you, you know.
And when
I
cut the song off, I cut the song off. The birds went away, and it wasn't but two circling around me. And I called the sister back. I said, I told her what happened. She said that was Isaac.
He was hella annoying to me.
Let me tell you the story.
We only got 12 minutes.
I know we got 7 if I want to tell the story. But this why I had to do this. I had to let y'all know that when y'all talk about black men dying, black men, we all care about each other, man. It's a sickness going on and we dying from it, from hate. Drama, unawareness, not understanding. So, but when I quit playing the song, the bird disappeared. I called the sister back. She said that was Isaac.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
They burned him on my birthday. They burned this man on my birthday. Come on now.
Your birthday ain't here yet. You said that.
Yeah, but the birthday, it's here. I'm coming on the 12th. It's the same day. They putting him in the ground the same day already.
Let me tell you something. I want to tell all y'all people something. Things happen when things happen. You know, no matter how you decipher them motherfuckers, you can sit up there. Wait, hold on. Listen to me. This is what I'm saying. Everybody decipher death or passing or sickness in a whole different way than other people do. You know what I mean? I thought that when my father died, I thought that, you know, I always caught feathers out the sky like angels. But I never made that a conspiracy theory. I just kept the goddamn the feathers. How come I just catch the feathers? I never tell nobody that. I'm telling y'all this right now.
Well, every I should have told y'all that then, but I had to say what I had to say at the time Isaac with me. Every time my birthday, I'm gonna be thinking about Isaac. Isaac with me. I know he had a chance. He was doing music. He got this, like you say. He got annoying at times because he got caught up with that electric currents and shit. He was trying to feed everybody that shit.
Buddha, everything I told
him. He was still my guy.
Everything that I told Isaac did not fall through the things that I told him. The only thing I could do was give you advice, and then if you take the advice, he could have probably been winning right now, even in his death. But you know what? He didn't listen to what I said. I don't know every fucking thing. But I knew enough to where if he could have made some motherfucking money even before he left. He came around to tell me, if anything ever happened to your family, I'm gonna take, if anything happened to you, I'm gonna take care of your family. So, okay, if I died last year when he told me that, he dead, how the hell he gonna take care of my family? This life is everybody's life when it comes down to individuals. Your life,
I'm just
my life, their life, everybody.
I know you gonna start shooting.
No, listen to what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, cuz. We are living our own life. The only thing that we doing is getting together to make our life better right now.
That part.
We trying to get our life together right now. Nigga, I'm 53 years old. I'm trying to get my life together right now. Y'all been, we been doing True West Radio for 5 years. Now we got other brothers and sisters and everybody coming up in here. We're trying to get this right now. Okay, now we go to motherfucking Sirius FM. What we going to do? Make our life better right now.
Make our life better right now.
I'm with you, man. I ain't disgusting. I just had to tell you what I was going through at this moment of time since last time I talked to y'all. I'm just giving y'all a little situation on my abstinence and my turning around in the solar system. But I salute everything you do, Funk, for everybody. Even like you putting this man on, you put me on. You know what I'm saying? So I salute you always with a fat hand. You know what I'm saying? Always with a fat hand salute. You know what I'm saying? All I was just saying, give shouts out to Isaac Jazz, my brother from Uganda who's been on the radio. He spoke highly. He spoke highly of you. Listen to me. He spoke highly of you and everybody on the radio station to his sister. And she said that to me when she called.
I sent you her number.
You can call Isaac, it yourself. I sent you her number.
Isaac, when Isaac said that, you know, I need y'all to put us on my LLC. I was like, nigga, you done lost your fucking mind. What am I going to put you on the LLC for?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got caught up in that Trump shit and all the Bitcoin and shit.
But see, I did not have no love for Ivy.
I know you did. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So let's go look. I'm just trying to get you. Don't forget. I know he left there on a hardcore type with some bullshit, but he still had two hot songs that's hiding Uganda right now, and he's working on one from around here. But I just had to send him a shout out, DJ Everlove, Mr. Everworld. You know what I'm saying, Sky the D, Big Fang. I like that song. You took that program beat, you did it, you buffed it. You put it in there, man. You put it in work. So I like that, man. We need something like that. That's that real message with the song. Song with a message
Thank
that you,
you
put down, man. So hey, 12 shots in there on that.
Hey,
well, you know, Buddha, I always appreciate your input on anything, man. But, you know, I mean, hell, we can only
I was just saying what I experienced. That's all I was telling you, Kogi. I can't, you know, and I, you know, when I get on the radio, I always got a testimony of some kind or something, me or JoJo. Somebody done seen a ghost or something. I'm just letting you know what happened to me and what I was doing. I was seeing death around the corner and it was over my head.
Seen a ghost.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to tell you.
It seems like my beard just fell over. Now you got me looking around the goddamn.
Yeah, he in there. I had to sit in the studio. He up in there.
Well, look, check this out, man. We got 5 minutes left. We got 5:30 left. You know, and once again, you know, we got Miss Big Fame in here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't got to call up because you know how we do after hours. But if y'all dumbass motherfuckers want to call in, 323-642-1597. We going to have after hours in about 5 minutes. I'm just saying. Man, I know y'all got to ask my nigga some questions. I got questions I want to ask. You know, because,
I'll get some answers.
I know when you drop a video, Big Fang, you're going to make some ruckus.
Hey, that's what I'm hoping to do.
It ain't hard because you're in Tennessee. You're in a music city, man. That's still a music metropolis, Tennessee, man. It's still, you know, where everybody had to go. You know what I'm saying? Get her back in the day. Elvis Presley, everybody.
He out there. You said Kelly, he can have whatever this shit finish tomorrow.
Hey, Cali's the place of the dreams from what I heard.
No, it ain't.
Where all dreams come true.
I ain't going to leave Cali, but I ain't getting ready to advise you to come to Cali like that. I'm just saying, because everybody thinks they going to come to Cali and everything going to be right. And then it's kind of half-assed true, but when you come to Cali, if you can't even get a job, you get a job quick. Now, I just came down here from Tennessee. I need a job. Man, you better get a job quick. But if you come down here and think you're going to be an artist or actor, have your fun coming out this way. Because that ain't what it's all about. You can't do
it. Hey, I've heard that too. I done seen so many people who almost made it.
You gotta try to get a job at a supermarket or wherever. Oh, you get that job quick. Don't come out here as a rapper or artist or, you know, actor and all that shit.
What about Justin Timberlake? He from down there in Tennessee. I ain't never ran him on some thing. I know he be looking for artists and all kinds.
I haven't heard anything on Justin Timberlake in forever, but I'm a big fan of the music. That man's popping out there, like, for real.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Everywhere, everything that he's on, he is always doing something real dope. Like,
you
can name any artist that he's been on there with. You know what I mean? I bet you they'll tell you he is.
I think that it's crazy. It might sound sick, but I think it's easier for people down in Tennessee to deal with people in Tennessee. I mean, if you come out to Cali, a lot of people are going to want to listen to you. But what's going to make you different from everybody else?
Well, when I heard his song a few minutes ago, that's it sort of had like that Justin Timberlake, you know, gangster rap type, but it was like a hip-hop dance movement. But it was still a message to it, man. It was uplifting, you know. It wasn't no.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
Wrong. That shit is fucking powerful.
That's exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to show that, look, regardless of where your background is, I'm from there. You know what I mean? I've been there. I know. It's a struggle out here right fucking now. You know what I mean? Everybody out here trying to get it.
You know, it's crazy because the people out here really want the things that y'all are doing down there. And some of the people
really?
Down there want the shit that we doing down here.
Man, I'm telling you, and I know there's some people in the South that's hearing this right now. Yeah, they bumping. But, yo, the West, I always felt like the West was where it was at. My favorite rappers might be from up north and shit like that, but the West is where I always got that feel. Y'all got that certain bounce, like...
Yeah, we that's what we getting ready to do. I'm telling you, we getting ready to get it, man. You know what I'm saying? Big Fang, we about to get this shit. I'm gonna West you the fuck out. You gonna be like, damn, I want nothing but West Coast music for the rest of my life.
Hey, everybody wants that.
Hey, we got 15 seconds left. Y'all don't hang up. Because we're going after hours. Nobody on the line can hear us. But, hey, 303-642-1597. Y'all can't dial in 3 seconds. We out. West Coast, we out.
Shout out.
Yeah, they gone now. Can't nobody call in or nothing. BP, where the fuck you at, bro? BP, where you at?
Man. Yeah, I figure BP be on. Sure.
No, I see his number. Oh, damn, what, that old confetti down there. What up, confetti? I see you.
You got to win, I mean, to win the champion, we look like championship players.
Well, you know, the Dallas Cowboys lost last night, so you had to wait anyway.
Nobody in Two Ways Radio heard that. We after hours, so it don't even matter.
No, everybody on the line heard it, nigga.
Hey, hold on. I need my $200, man.
I bet you.
No, scratch this. Megan Thee Stallion on the charts again at the awards. And the Migos, they have the award. They got the awards coming on this Sunday.
Nigga, we got to see what's going on next year. We made
cash
the best
out.
This
cash
year.
Out.
Wait, hold on, cuz.
Cash
we
out,
made
cash
the
out.
Bet. We made the bet this year. We talking about next year they ain't going to be shit.
Next
do you want to go
year.
Back
That's
in
the
archives so we can listen?
It's the new season. That was, what you talking about? That
I ain't
back.
Talking
that
about
was...
season. I said year.
Oh,
2022, all the motherfuckers going
to
be
game.
Broke.
But that long-standing conversation on me, that conversation from Los Angeles, there you
I
go.
I said 2022. I said talk to me next year. Didn't I say that?
Oh, now you put a date. Now you put a date. Oh, come on, Scratch. No, Scratch, you said this year.
Black as fuck next year. Okay, what was the bet about, Booty?
Okay, this was the bet. The bet was, y'all said, I wish Mr. Edwell on the line, he your lawyer, but he ain't on the line. But it was $200. He bet $200 on Megan Thee Stallion and the Migos being on the show. And
both of them niggas gonna be whack by the time next year. And we said that before the summertime, right?
No, this is the beginning of the first quarter of the music industry.
I wasn't
this
talking
the first
about quarter.
Quarter
I said next
in.
Year. I didn't say next quarter.
This year. Y'all said this year.
No, I said next year. I said next year on Megan Thee Stallion. I said the same thing about the Migos because they ain't going to be together. Nigga, I got this. I know what's not going to happen.
Like,
I said next year. I didn't say next quarter.
You throwing that reverse
next quarter
like Uno.
All right.
Reverse card, Uno.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and go all the way back to I'm going to send you the motherfucking the shit. You know, everything that we say on this motherfucker's recorded. You know, not after hours, but you know what I'm saying.
And when you get through listening, go hit that cash out. You can send me 25 a week. I do 25 a week.
I want all my shit at one time because I said like next year, 2022. I got that motherfucker right here. I can listen to all the songs. We go back 5 years.
Let's go back to the archive. I'm challenging you. I know what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Listen for yourself.
I did not say quarters. Look, wait a minute. Why did Dallas lose last night? Okay, that's one time.
Okay. Now you trying to loosen me up. Now, Dallas, I ain't watching the game. I was so upset.
Okay, but see, I'm just saying. That's a step
I know
in the right direction for me in the first goddamn
phone.
Place.
Dallas played a Buccaneers.
If y'all don't put that goddamn Dallas in y'all pocket, I mean, y'all do it, but just don't say nothing.
Well, Dallas gonna beat everybody on the and man, you ain't seen nothing yet. That was
look,
just,
and
that wasn't even that
said
a real
shit.
Game.
Confetti
that
ain't said
even
shit because
game,
I was. Hey, look, Confetti KC and I was telling him the whole game while it was going on last night.
Confetti on the line.
Yeah, Confetti down there. You probably sleeping.
Confetti, what's up, baby? That's the president.
Hey.
Gold Miner Records in the building, boy. We got Tennessee in the house. Big playing
nigga,
them boys, Rick Hall.
Yeah, that nigga sleep.
Right here.
I was talking that nigga. Since he can't see, I was talking the nigga through the game. I was like,
oh, God,
Tom goodness. Brady got a minute and 20-something seconds left. Boop, 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 boop. Kick the field goal one. Dallas lost. Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on.
Get
wait
the fuck out of here.
Hold on. Hold on, we'll do this. Hold on now. We'll do it like that, bro.
I'm just saying.
We got, look here, that was a preseason game. Wasn't even nobody in the stadium.
No, nigga,
man.
This real season game, my nigga.
Oh, that was real season game?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Like I said, I didn't see the game, so I can't really go. I can't get into it with you, but that's nothing.
I'm gonna say it again in my Boston voice. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, look, I know it's a West Coast thing. But I'm gonna tell you, but them Cowboys real. They the national team. They the national.
Well, okay.
Dallas Cowboys national.
From what I heard, they supposed to be America's football team. But yeah, if they want to be national. Give them national.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the nation, you talk about the Dallas Cowboys. No other football team. You ain't talk about New England Patriots, and they invaded America. In the 1700s, you ain't talk about that. You gonna say the Dallas Cowboys is American team? You just said it yourself.
They say American team. Who the fuck named them American team? Somebody said that shit way back in the motherfucking days, and then all y'all motherfucking sorry ass motherfuckers want to run with it. Cut that out.
Big fan on your team, Big Fan. You got Big Fan.
All y'all Dallas Cowboy motherfuckers was probably somebody else's motherfucking favorite until they start winning. You was going, yeah, go Dallas.
No, not me. I've been Cowboy since 73.
Now, all y'all motherfuckers were bandwagon jumpers. Especially Confetti. Confetti, he from goddamn New Orleans. How
Thank
you become a Cowboy fan? Because you moved to Dallas.
No. I was a Cowboy fan back in Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, moved to Houston when I was one.
Uh-huh.
I never was a New Orleans fan, bro.
You popped up in Texas, you became a motherfucking Dallas fan. How come you wasn't a Houston Oilers fan?
My uncle was a Dallas fan, that's why.
How come you wasn't a Houston Oilers fan?
Oh, I did like the Oilers. But they ain't no Orleans no more, so it don't even matter.
No, they was in Texas. They turned into
Texas. But I was a company with took it out.
They went to Tennessee.
But before the Orleans left, I was a Cowboys fan.
Y'all can't say shit to me, bro.
I said it was a Cowboys fan.
All y'all bandwagon, anybody on this motherfucker that's Dallas Cowboys fans is motherfucking bandwagon jumper.
I was. Well, I don't know. I've been about a Cowboy since at least about the ninth grade.
You was a bandwagon jumper. What was your team before then?
Well, I was a Cowboy fan.
I know I'm a true Cowboy. I'm telling you. I'm a Cowboy up and
yeah.
down.
I mean, bro. I ain't just saying that you shouldn't be proud of.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm in the stadium with him. I'm in Texas Stadium with him. Number 33. What Tony Thor said, what my jersey on?
Okay, well, go ahead. Yeah, y'all go on.
I'm trying to tell you. I should have Roger Staubach.
If you know about Tony Thor said, Drew Pearson, Roger Staubach.
I mean, I was studying them when I was running.
No,
I was
you
running
didn't know that.
Back in
I'll go back in the goddamn archive from a couple of weeks ago. You didn't even know none of them motherfuckers. You didn't know Buzz John.
You
didn't know Ed.
I was studying Tony Dorsett when I was in ninth grade, running tailback. What you talking about?
This nigga,
Bro, they took it I might not know all the Cowboys, but you know. Come on, why you want to beat me up, man?
Nigga, if you're a football fan, I know people from everywhere.
Okay, so I don't know everybody from everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because you got a Cowboys fan.
Why you want to beat me up because I'm a Cowboys fan?
You not a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I'm the one to get you riled up by the Cowboys. I'm a Cowboy.
But let me say
I'm the Cowboy fan. 20 years.
What?
The Dallas Cowboys ain't been to no Super Bowl or playoff.
Hey, we've been to the playoff.
Okay, what you saying?
Nigga, the 49ers went like 2 or 3 years ago to the Super Bowl.
But I ain't been to
Wait a minute. Hold on. 2 years ago, we was in the championship with Colin Kaepernick.
Y'all didn't win?
It don't matter. Y'all didn't even get to the goddamn playoff.
Hey, let me tell y'all doing. Y'all some goddamn Super Bowl actors.
When you at the house watching us, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Hey, y'all some Super Bowl actors.
The house watching us.
Y'all some Super Bowl
contenders. We in the championship. Y'all didn't even go to the playoffs.
Y'all
waste
all y'all time to get there.
So what was y'all doing?
Y'all some Super Bowl contenders.
Sitting at the house watching
some Super Bowl
while we was still playing.
It don't even matter. Y'all didn't win the Super Bowl.
It don't matter.
Y'all didn't win.
Y'all wasn't even in the
playoffs. Y'all some goddamn contenders.
Y'all got everybody hyped up for that. And look.
Y'all got
prior to us going to the Super Bowl and not winning, we was in the championship 3 years in a row.
Hey, man, that shit tell me.
So, wait a minute, hold on. So, Dallas,
all
them
goddamn pretending games.
Dallas can't beat your high school football team, nigga.
Goddamn rappers.
Nigga, your high, what high school you went to?
Your high school?
Joe Montana had isotonic gloves on. He had isotonic gloves on when he won the Super Bowl. That's how long that's been. He had the isotonic gloves.
Check it out, man. All I want to say is, you goddamn pretenders. Y'all don't want to win a damn championship.
Oh, Lord.
Goddamn pretenders. Y'all get all
I like
49
jerseys, though. They jerseys clean the motherfucker, man.
I don't like that goddamn jersey. I ain't never liked the goddamn jersey. I'm a real Cowboy. I don't even damn 49 jersey.
Oh, Lord.
That shit trash.
I'm a Cowboy fan, but they got some type of jersey.
Big Bang, what's your team? Please don't say the Raiders.
I ain't got a real team. Like, I get. What is it? Like two favorite teams? I can't pick in between.
Yeah, which one is your first one, though?
Steelers.
Really?
Oh, I can't believe he gave you a chance to have two favorite teams. Now he tell
me
about.
I like
the team back 30 years ago.
Right. I like Philly.
Terry Bradshaw, he's from Louisiana. Terry Bradshaw from Shreveport, so you know it's a Southern thing still. You're still ringing them bells
hey,
in the
hey, head
over there.
Hey,
in the steel
curtain. 30 years ago, he
passed
off.
I beat nigga with Philly one. That shit was tight. Cause my one of my own boys died. That was his team. I was rooting for Philly. Them motherfuckers won. But I don't know. Them motherfuckers, they, I don't give a fuck. If Philly playing the Cowboys, who guess who I'm going for?
Cowboys, goddammit.
I don't give a fuck if Philly if the quarterback is out and the punter got to throw the ball, nigga, I'm going for Philly, nigga. Okay, y'all motherfucking Cowboy fans, who was the goddamn quarterback and the kicker for the Cowboys?
What year?
It don't matter what fucking year. If y'all fucking fans, y'all ought to know.
Who you say?
Who is the
quarterback
and was the punter for the Cowboys?
Well, you got Danny White.
That's it. Danny White.
And then the punter. What's the punter name? I can't think of his name.
It was Danny White. He put it in, motherfucking quarterback.
Oh, we had the little Mexican dude. I can't think of a name. I see his face.
He wasn't a quarterback and a punter. I said the quarterback and a punter. You said Danny White. You got it. That nigga.
Yeah, I know that. Cavetti
didn't know it because he couldn't look it up. Cavetti couldn't know it because he couldn't look that shit up.
No, I know from watching the game.
A 49er level going to tell me about a goddamn Cowboy. Hey, look at me. You just stay a hater. You just stay a Cowboy hater.
You could call me what you want to.
But since like this, Scratch, you got Louisiana always connected with Dallas Cowboys. Arkansas was connected with Dallas Cowboys. Oklahoma was connected with Dallas Cowboys. As far as Houston, went to
Take
Tennessee, became the Titans. People start liking Tennessee and Texas.
I bet y'all $100 apiece that the Dallas Cowboys won't make it out the first round of the playoffs if they go. Now, if they don't go to the playoffs, y'all owe me double.
Oh, so they ain't got faith in us.
Listen,
he showed him that faith. We're going to make the playoffs. He got faith in us. Look at him.
Listen, now, he might reverse later on. Now, what you say, sir?
I see. Y'all Dallas Cowboys, they won't make it out the first round of the playoffs.
This don't count. I forgot. It's after hours. It won't count on the radio show.
No, it ain't even online. This is just up.
Hell,
well,
you better hit record,
there,
boot on your phone.
But look, though.
Booty, you better record it.
The Cowboys won't make it out the first round of the playoffs. And if they don't make it to the playoffs, y'all got to pay me double.
Man,
let me tell you something. Cowboys for them go to the Super Bowl. And then
that
we come to your
eyes. I bet $500
if they
won't
go to the Super Bowl. The only
goddamn Super Bowl they going to see is putting the goddamn Captain Crunch on their goddamn thing watching the TV.
Man. Hell no.
Damn.
We ain't
That's
going to
be the Super Bowl.
Go
and get the big-ass bowl. Put the whole goddamn Captain Crunch in that motherfucker. And the whole
I bet all that.
The Cowboys is not gonna get out the first round of the playoffs.
Hey,
Tim,
we made out the first round of the playoffs.
If they don't go, what's
going
on, me, nigga?
We get 12 tracks a piece free. We get 12 tracks a piece free, the hottest track in your collection.
Are we gonna send this stuff to DJ Ray and let him screw it and chop it?
Yeah, we're gonna send it to Ray. That screw shot had it.
Yeah, like I can't do it. I don't give a damn.
Y'all trying to bet or not. I love you, man, but screw serious, man. I love you, all, hey, but screw serious, man. It's a whole different world, man.
I don't care, nigga. I'm on the West Coast. Let the niggas screw. They can screw all the shit they want to down there by y'all. Nigga, this is West Coast, nigga.
Hey, man. That's 24 tracks. That's 24 tracks of the hottest of your selection. We make out the first round. Booty get 12, I get 12. Of them platinum and gold tracks.
Okay.
Hey, I need one of the plaques on my wall with $200 bill hanging from me. Some $200, I'm going to put them in the frame.
The only reason why I'm going to tell you, the only reason why I know.
And they said, what's your $200 for?
Hey, we're going to be some rich niggas.
What?
Fucking with scratch. They want better than the Cowboys.
Oh,
hey, you know, them plaques are gold. The Hall of Fame and get them plaques. The Hall of Fame and get them plaques. They spent about $18,000 on them
y'all
boards.
Y'all can't never have my plaques.
You just saying you're going to put your plaques up?
No, we'll get our own plaques with the 24 tracks. I'm renting a house. I say I ain't going to never put my plaques up into our own house because they going to hang there for a long ass time.
You feel about the cowboy? Put one of them plaques up.
We going 24. He giving us 24 tracks.
I want his plaque.
Fuck.
I ain't giving y'all shit. Y'all got that fucked up.
I seen him on Instagram. Give him that plaque, man. Put the plaque on the line, or if you don't believe in the cowboy like that, put the plaque on the line.
Nah, not my plaques, nigga. I got 17 of them, nigga.
That's a statement right there. You know what I mean?
That's 18,000 at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Rap Hall of Fame.
I ain't never put my plaques on the line, nigga. Fuck that.
We can auction that, give us 500,000.
Yeah, I never get my plaques, nigga. That nigga be like, nigga, I got that nigga's plaques. I got that nigga's plaque. Look, nigga, you be on there boasting about that nigga plaque. We gonna hold that nigga plaque. We gonna have two plaques. We gonna hold them up.
This is what you get for. We better get the Cowboys. This is what happened.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, no, you won't. I give you the money, nigga. I ain't giving you my plaques, nigga. Nah. Them the wrong plaques,
got the plaques too.
Huh?
Scotty D got them plaques too.
That nigga got big crazy plaques.
King T, everybody got King T, all them boys, man.
That nigga got big crazy plaques.
You talking about the Cowboys ain't gonna do nothing? Put a plaque up. That'll solve all that.
Oh, nigga, you're going to have to put your house up or your car up and go against a plaque, nigga.
You don't want to bet against our cowboy.
Nah, nigga, my plaque is worth both of you and Confetti need to come up with a plan. I'll put a plaque up between both of y'all, nigga, shit, so I can take your house, your Suburban. Confetti case.
Confetti got that rap van, I don't want to get this rap van and ride around with his fucking face on the side.
Fuck that.
No, we got the plaque. He putting the van up, the plaque. I got 9-4 Suburban 4x4. When you come to the country, you can ride like the military. If I put up
my Eazy plaque, I'm going to tell you, that nigga Confetti got to take his fucking face off his goddamn van and put mine on. And the motherfucker got to run.
Oh,
that
yeah,
nigga
man.
Probably, that van probably been sitting there, don't even run.
Uh-huh. They just took that to fit my ride. They just took that to fit my ride in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, but you gotta wrap your mother, nigga, for
Charles
my easy fight. That's my most motherfucking my easy plaque, nigga. That motherfucker right there, nigga. You gotta have everything wrapped for me and everything gotta work. I gotta go and take that motherfucker to the shop and make sure it's gonna run for the next motherfucking 10 years, and I'll politely drive them some bitches off.
We'll spend the time. If we go down like that, we lose. We send it to you on what they call that, where they deliver the cars to your house.
Door
they'll
dash.
Drop it off on the trailer.
Nah, I ain't fucking with y'all, cause y'all can't. Y'all ain't go, nigga. Y'all go. I don't want nothing that I gotta. I go and get Cavetti van, nigga. That motherfucker got a car cover over it. That motherfucker ain't got started in 15 years, and the tags
is
like.
Nah, let me tell you, that van was the one. The tags
is 2006, nigga. Fuck that.
Yeah,
you do put some dates on
moving.
That mother roll
hey.
Some days.
That nigga last 2006, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't gonna do nothing for me, nigga. Oh, damn, you gotta go get the tag.
Hey.
That nigga don't know what a pink slip is. Because
he
can't
he got out of that confetti business, man. Don't get it twisted now.
That nigga confetti can't be.
Let him keep talking.
Confetti, what a goddamn, the pink slip at for the van.
And he's in the motherfucker. What you mean?
He got the Tyler. He don't got no
okay.
pink slip. We got Tyler down here.
I put up my 5-time easy plaque up, but then who going to have it that day out? Because y'all got to share that motherfucker. So that means
no,
that.
No, well, I'm just going to the museum. I'm going to go to the museum and bid it off with them.
No, you can't sell my shit. That's why I ain't fucking
with
you. That's
why. That'd be fucked up. No, that'd be
fucked
up.
Shop.
Can't
give
it to them.
I'm going to go get some bread. I'm going to come and bless you now. I'm going to put some bread in your hand. I'm going to spread it right. You ain't going to know what happened, though. You're going to have about, I'm going to send you about 20 stacks.
Well, I got 20.
I ain't fucking with y'all.
You're
going to say,
we,
where that money come from?
Have
I
the
say,
cowboy beat him? I'm going to take money to the porn shop.
What'd you say? Wait, hold on.
I'm
taking
money to the porn
what?
Shop and taking everybody out deep.
Man,
I'm taking a hard twist out that deep.
Mm-mm. I never put my plaques up for y'all.
Them plaques is going to go later on. I never put my plaques up for y'all.
Reckless and... ungoddamn organized ass shit. Never.
These are real plaques. Them ain't these plaques these niggas be getting made. Them the real plaques.
I don't give a shit. Nigga, I got 17. Nigga, I ain't giving up. I won't even give up just what. I won't give up a candy man plaque. Huh?
I see little pawn shop.
I'm going to a pawn shop and get me a freak.
He got $32,000 for somebody plaque on pawn shop. That TV show?
Better give up that.
Buy me
plaque.
Some freaks. I'm single.
I just don't never hang. I don't hang them in my studio. I told my wife, she's like, "How come you don't put your plaques in your studio?" I say, "I gotta own the house. When I buy a house, I'm gonna load them motherfuckers up."
Hey, we went to Scotty D house. He come to the door with the plaques in his arm. He was holding like some people. He had a plaque. He had a plaque. You hold like some people when you come to the door.
I'm country.
You saw,
if
you,
I had a
you
plaque,
that,
I'd probably
you saw that big ass
Easy
plaque? The Tupac
I got
plaque.
It on video. I got it on the zone. We got it on episode
yeah,
on the zone.
Those same ones I got.
You got Tupac plaque?
I ain't giving them motherfuckers up for nobody.
You got Tupac plaque?
Yep.
Whoa,
I got Tupac plaque.
Okay. Oh, that's
the
first
this
one
the real
going to the
shit.
Porn
this
shop.
Ain't no bullshit plaques either. These
yeah,
are real plaques.
The first
plaques.
One going to the porn shop. I get it. Coming straight from scratch.
Never ever.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm
a true
cowboy fan.
Man, that's why I'm not.
I'm a porn in Dallas, too.
I had to be on crack and broke type of shit. be like, hey, man, I got this Tupac plaque.
Yeah, I'm going to trade that for a Cowboy jersey as soon as we beat it.
Yeah, that was one part about the interview.
You see how quiet it got real quick.
Hey, that was one part about that interview I was wondering. Like, you didn't ask me who my favorite producer was.
Oh, damn. I know. I was trying to think of all this shit. Man, like, this is... You know, we had one cat that that's what he would load all the songs so it'd give me enough time to think about shit. Man, I'll be around this motherfucker because I got a one-stop shop. My shit is called True West Entertainment, and it's not just, you know, True West Radio. It's True West Entertainment. So, man, I'll be doing videos. I'm doing a movie. I mix, I master, we shoot videos, we do everything. I do CD covers, and it's just me running around this motherfucking studio by myself.
Fuck.
So I be forgetting shit. I forget like a motherfucker. Well, who is your favorite producer?
My favorite producer? It's a tie. It's a tie between Timbo and Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre don't do all these tracks.
yo, that's funny. And you know what? I wanted to say that because I was kind of wondering that. I've been hearing that for a while.
No, and look, Dre is my nigga, but see, the same thing, me being a part of N.W.A., you would think that Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, I mean, even if you saw the movie, you didn't see how the movie really was supposed to go. Because if Easy was alive, the movie would have went different. How the hell can you have a N.W.A. movie and don't have the beginning when N.W.A. was there? I'm on the cover.
That had me fucked up.
How come that didn't start from there? They supposed to start from the beginning, when it first started. They didn't get the part when I picked these niggas up and we had guns in the car. We supposed to have guns on that goddamn, I had gauges and all kind of shit in the back of the car, and we supposed to take the picture with them. And the mother was like, nah, we can't do that. Okay, I wasn't going to even take the picture because we supposed to take the picture at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was like, damn, I'm about to get my Jerry Curl whip. I get my clothes out the cleaners. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be right. These motherfuckers going to call. We supposed to have been up there doing a cover like at 2 o'clock. So I had enough time. Them motherfuckers called at 10 talking about, we about to take the shot. I'm like, I thought it was supposed to be like at 2 o'clock. So I just threw on anything just to go up there to take the picture. I wasn't even going to get in the picture. And then Easy kept on going, man, come and get in the picture. I'm like, nah, bro. He's like, nah, nigga, you look ruthless. I said, I look like a damn fool. I had a Sergio Tacchini shirt on, a Kango, my motherfucking Jerry Curl was whack. I had on some feeler pants, feeler shoes. That shit was fucked up. I'm glad I did it, but you know what?
So you're right. Hey, right now, that Jerry Curl
right
is still whack. Back in the gap.
What?
Pepsi burned him up. Now you drinking seven up.
Well, I'm glad I got on that motherfucker, but at the same time, that wasn't what's supposed to been happening. I was supposed to have all my shit, nigga. And then Candyman, he didn't even have his shit on. So that motherfucker Candy just threw on anything. You know what I'm saying?
I just got rushed into it.
Yeah, I told Jinx and Tryon, I said, get off the wall because they don't cover y'all face with the goddamn letters. They stayed on the wall. So that's Jinx and Train in the first cover with NWA over their fucking face.
That's the beginning.
Yeah, that's when it started. But yeah, they never put that shit on the movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck can you not put that on the movie?
Right, that's the original. That's the beginning. That's Genesis right there.
And that,
you know what I mean?
Even going down the line, that ain't even got nothing about, you know, what they did 40 down the line, the whole line. Why wouldn't you put that? That's the first thing. But see, they didn't want to make it a NWA story. They wanted to make it a Ice Cube and Dr. Dre story.
They view NWA.
Yeah, they didn't want to be the whole NWA story because I remember when I could watch anything I want to. I'm a hacker, so I could do anything I want to. And I remember I had an interview on this radio station, and they wanted to ask me about the NWA movie and how accurate it was. And it took me about 6 hours to watch the whole fucking movie. Because the shit wasn't...
How long it is?
No.
It's not that long.
I had to stop it and pause and be like, that didn't happen. And me and my niggas was over here. I was like, that didn't happen. And I start telling what really happened. You know, but after it was over, now I got to do the interview. And I tried to be nice about it, but I was like, you know.
And you're telling the truth. You're telling the truth because look at Eazy-E's son said the same thing. He said, man, you know, he didn't get to, he said exactly what you said. I'd have been saying, well, that didn't happen, and that didn't happen, and that didn't happen. Eazy-E's son said, he said the same thing you just said, damn, dude.
I know all his son. You know what I'm saying? When that nigga, them motherfuckers wasn't even born. They was in his nutsack. When that motherfucker supposed to jump out the window, when the that shit
somebody, didn't happen. His oldest boy.
Lil E didn't, he wasn't there. He wasn't born. I know everything that happened because Easy wanted me to be his DJ. That nigga Easy told me everything.
Well, he said he's talking about like when Dr. Dre when he was a teenager when Dr. Dre came over there, and they tried to get him to go somewhere with him somewhere or something. But he said a lot of the story base was on the main artist today. It really wasn't focused on the true stuff. It was just mainly based on the artists that we hear today from the group on the charts. Such as Ice Cube,
Dr. Dre.
You know, the whole movie wasn't how the movie was. It wasn't how it was.
How the real lifestyle was.
Because Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, they were some homo ass niggas. They wasn't getting ready to fight nobody, bro.
I
know that.
Damn, he got a line in one of his songs that says, like, it makes you throw up when you realize your favorite rapper ain't got no nuts.
Nah,
who said that?
Ice Cube said that.
You can't. Them niggas, both of them niggas, Ice Cube and motherfucker Dr. Dre, they homo-ass niggas. Them niggas is not going to bust a grape, my nigga.
Damn, childhood shattered, my nigga.
Dude, you need to make a reboot on that movie now. Reboot on that movie.
What?
You telling me Ice Cube went down to get
down? I'm about to hang up. They some homo-ass niggas. They was never no gangster-ass niggas. Neither one of them. You know, it's cool when you start getting affiliated with them. you get affiliated with people and you got a couple of dollars, you know what I'm saying? It's easy for you to be a gangster. It's easy for you to be, you know, who you portray, who you are, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So you tell me, so Cube ain't never made him read these niggas?
Yeah, nigga, Cube wasn't a gangster, nigga. When N.W.A. kicked off, that nigga, he was going to Arizona State. So when motherfucking Dope Man first came out, that nigga left Arizona State. He left college to come and, you know, do his rap career because he the one that wrote Dope Man.
I mean, but just because you went to Arizona State don't mean you wasn't no real nigga. This nigga was taking niggas. I was in Mississippi Gig College, chasing niggas across campus. Matter of fact.
Okay, so.
You trying to change your life, man.
Nigga, I was getting ready to go to UCLA. I played football and broke both of my wrists. And then, nigga,
you
was gangsta every
chance. Don't even try that Fortinata bullshit.
I'm just
nigga.
Saying,
he
was gangsta every chance. Nigga, I couldn't play no more football.
Right,
and
right.
I was gangsta before that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was thinking that I could go on to play football, play in college.
But I'm just saying, dude. But I'm saying, so Cube didn't never make them boys read them Nikes?
Cube didn't do what?
Cube ain't never made them boys read his Nikes.
Nah, that nigga's a bitch. Cube's a bitch. The most gangster nigga was Easy and Ring. You know,
but
everybody know. Everybody know that was Easy and Ring. That nigga Ring was gangster. That nigga Train was gangster. If Train didn't die trying to save his goddamn kids, it was already outside.
What happened to him?
What, Train?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, house was burning down. He thought his kids was in there, and he ran in there to get his kids, and his kids was outside already, and he died in the flames.
Damn.
Yeah, these are some things I can tell y'all, but I guarantee you, nigga, I got some shit I can tell y'all. Y'all be like, oh, my God. No, but
yeah, I was tripping one night. We were on the show, and dude older than King Scratch, he called in and said, man, said, King Scratch, I remember when y'all were at the Warwick party, you, Ice Cube. So y'all some little younger niggas then. Y'all was doing the music way back then with y'all at Dionne Warhouse at a party.
Yeah.
You, Ice Cube, and somebody else, he said. I don't know that MC Hammer.
Oh, shit. How
Hammer is?
Man, I've been.
Yeah. Get your body here. Congratulations on the long career, man. For real.
No, man. I mean, this. You know, the thing about it is, like, yesterday it kind of do something for today, but I'm actually looking for today and trying to, you know, do things that we can make it all better today, all of us, you know what I mean? We always want new people coming in and, you know, to make it to where we have a big old gigantic family or some kind of thing, movement that we putting together, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person that I'm tripping off my ego, you know what I'm saying? No matter what I did, fuck that. That's what I did then. What I'm doing now was what I'm trying to really get happening because everything I'm doing now is probably, you know, at least about 80% better than I did then. You know what I mean? But just us having people that's willing to be down with us and putting together, you still be who you are and do what you do. You know what I mean? But if we got all these people together that's making a big-ass organization, to where as we all stick together, nigga, we could all be rich. That's nothing. But nobody don't want to hear that. Everybody want to be out for they self.
Out for self.
They out
worried
for self.
Worried about their damn self. Fucking everything up around them. Like, for real. Forgetting that there's other important shit going on.
Yeah, because I don't want the whole pie. Just give me my slices. And that's the way everybody else is supposed to be taken. So we all in this together, and we all got a slice of the pie. We all gonna win. But no, here come this motherfucker think he need his slice bigger than everybody else. I'm an equal, no matter what. I got an LLC. I got my own company. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I just want a slice of the pie. That's all it is. But people don't think about that. That's what niggas don't think about. Everybody, you know, even out here, like in Cali, when you see a gang of Mexicans in the car, they be like, damn, this motherfucker, a gang of Mexicans in the car. They black niggas laughing at them. But guess what? They trying to make a move so they can make some money.
That part. It's all about a dollar in the end of it.
They trying to make money. They could live in the house with motherfucking 18, 20 motherfuckers. And then they make money, and then they go buy another house. So some of them motherfuckers go over there. The thing about it is, black motherfuckers is too fucking, they want too much versus let's work together and get the little so we can make much. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
it
does make sense.
I
blame the system. I blame the system.
Everybody
do
it except for black
power, damn it.
Black
folks, we still don't true west.
Black folks always want to have more than the next motherfucker. More than the next motherfucker. More than the next motherfucker. That's what the black folks do. They don't do like the SA. They don't do like the Chinese. They don't do like the Japanese. They don't do like anybody else. They sit up there and try to put money together to make something bigger than what they have.
Right. These niggas is worried about, oh, I'm going to get these new J's. Watch me stunt on these niggas. Oh,
yeah.
Watch me put these doves on his. Don't get me wrong, though. I feel.
No, that's real. I mean, and we all guilty of that.
I did that shit, so I fell victim to the dove.
We are guilty of that. But when you are somebody that's trying to be an artist, if you somebody that's trying to be an entertainer, or if you somebody who, you know, you would have to sacrifice a couple of things in order to make that happen. So you got to sacrifice those J's.
Yeah.
Of course, if you got to go, you don't have to have J's. You can go and get the lesser J's. Instead of paying $200 for some shoes, go get $100.
Take the damn shoes.
I damn sure want some J's. Hey, check it out. I say, I'll bet he'll get some J's. I'm gonna, we're getting them on them King Scratch track once we make the playoffs. Me and Buddha get 12 tracks apiece. Then we're going to get our own platinum plaque.
Hey, since you crazy, I'm going to buy your J's for you.
Yeah, what about you? Hey, once you get these free Scratch tracks, I'm going to get my own J's.
Hey,
I'm going to get my own platinum plaque.
Hey, look. And they can say, all right, give me some J's. They feel good. What size you want? That nigga be wearing some $30 Shaqs.
Amen.
That nigga be throwing some $30 Shaqs.
Hey.
That nigga done shot me like $200.
I got to keep sacrificing my J's. I've been dreaming of.
Nigga, I'll get you some Shaqs and put some motherfucking I'll put some Jordan logos on that.
You don't give me some $30
shit.
You don't know the fucking difference.
Can I at least get some meat? I get that nigga some $30 shacks and put some goddamn Jordan logos on them. This nigga be like, I ain't never seen them Jordans before. They look good.
Yeah, they
look good.
They unique, expensive shit. Like,
yeah, I'll pick them up, pull them off though, goddamn.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go get the baddest bitch with him.
Let me buy your Jordans for you. Let me buy your Jordans for you.
Man, I'm gonna go get the baddest bitch with him. Look,
I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna get the baddest bitch in them. They gonna start loving them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some tight shit, nigga. I'll be like, hold on, I send them motherfuckers to my house first, and I doctor them motherfuckers up. Then whoever look at them, your daughter will be like, oh, Dad, them some tight Jordans. I never seen them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like the motherfuckers I had back in the junior high.
Give me 200, and I'm going to pay 30 and freak them motherfuckers out for you, my nigga. I got you, man.
Yo, I got another question. Do y'all really think Tyson coming back?
Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
He already fought that damn exhibition.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. He ain't going to come back into a boxing thing. I mean, that motherfucker is still like.
I'm ready to box his ass, though. I'm ready to get a challenge there. Suck in my face. I want to fight.
You can tell Roy Jones didn't want to be in that ring too much longer.
It gotta be Mike Tyson. If it was me, it gotta be Mike Tyson versus a bat. I have to be in there with a bat with that nigga. I have to box a nigga and have a bat.
Fuck that. I'm getting there. I'm boxing him. I'm boxing him for the marketing. So just like being in front of the world. I'm be talking most shit.
No, if you just in the street type of shit, and it's like a Mike Tyson ass nigga, you just have to put something hot in his ass. Be like, oh,
who's going to just sit there and take that?
Take that.
We talking about
and then just go sit on the curb and wait for the police to come.
I'm trying to get paid win or lose regardless exhibition. I'm just going to shoot him and get it over with. We're talking about getting the money.
Fight for the money. Fuck that.
If it comes to that, they just going to have to pay me to fight him.
Hey, look, cuz gonna be chasing me all around the ring, nigga. I'll be like, yeah, what's up, nigga? Oh, that nigga be like, ding, ding, ding. Oh, that's right. Boom. Motherfucker gonna be booing. By the time it's the last round, I might, you know, go up there and try to tag that nigga a couple of times and hope he don't hit me too hard. If that nigga just grazed me, I'm just gonna fall down.
Can't take crawl to the money bag. Now get my money, goddamn. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn. I thought that was gonna be a decent ass fight, though.
When that motherfucker say three, I'm gonna be in a fetal position, nigga. Like,
you're so stupid.
Not going. This is not going. Fuck that.
And then they're gonna be going, get up.
If you can win in a fight against Mike Tyson, I'm not gonna win that.
Three.
But you can pay me to fight him.
He got $30,000, but Scratch got, like, you know what I'm saying, 15 meals. Okay. As soon as the motherfucker, as soon as that shit over, I just jump up and walk out the ring like, yeah, all right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you. You ain't lying. Hey, you do goddamn fight where they get $100 million.
I will
get
be 15 running million, like right? They motherfuckers be like, oh yeah, multi-platinum producer King Scratch against Mike Tyson. What's up, Mike?
I train the whole year. Give me about 15 million. I train the whole year.
You know how much money you gonna get just
that
off of hearing that though?
It looks like I'm in the WWE, nigga. I be running all around that bitch. Come on, nigga, stop moving. Come on, nigga, stop moving.
Come on. Come on, stop running.
Stop moving.
Let me hit you with time.
That nigga, I let that nigga put himself out, nigga. You know I'm getting tired, right? Get out there and couple of them, nigga. I be on the move, nigga. I had to get my cardio up, nigga. I had to fucking run 20 miles, nigga. Because that's
that
what
boy.
I be going through that whole ring, nigga, just running from his ass.
That's a style of fighting. My partner was a boxer. He said, shit, you got to put the wheels on. You want this fight, you got to run, you got to chase him for it.
Nigga, I know, like, on a street fight, nigga, I'm good. Not saying I'm the best, not saying I get fucked up, but fighting Mike Tyson,
See, I'm talking about fighting Mike Tyson get paid. Ain't nobody going to fight Mike just to be fucking with Mike on the street.
Ain't nobody gonna do that shit.
Hey, you see, that's why I say, nigga. It gotta be like WWE. I got a bat in the corner, nigga. Hear that nigga come.
Right.
He got me up on the corner, nigga. I'll be bat.
Well, so you just hold him and I can come on the top rope and hit him.
Oh, type of shit. Hell yeah, I'll be. Nah, but.
That don't get knocked out, we in trouble.
Yeah, nigga, it's good not to get
hey,
get
stand by the ring,
up.
Reach, grab a leg, and pull it, yank it.
It's good. But, you know, it's crazy because that nigga was cool as fuck. Nigga, what was that? It was somewhere in the 90s, and we went to this place called the World downtown, North Beverly Hills. And it was just raw. She was fine as fuck. So this thing, Mike, we was talking to Mike and shit. We was about to go on tour. That's when I was with Candyman. And this nigga went and jumped in a Suzuki Samurai. I don't know if y'all remember what the Suzuki Samurai looked like. That nigga went and jumped in that motherfucker with that broad and rolled off. And it's crazy. There's so many crazy motherfucking things that I've seen that we didn't have cell phones back in the day. You know how everybody got their cell phones now when they could, you know, kind of see that the motherfucker just record everything, nigga. It's some things.
Right. It happened. It's seen somewhere.
Right. But, nigga, I'm telling you, if I had a cell phone the way we have it now, oh, my God. I could tell you.
Imagine if WorldStar was back then.
Huh?
Imagine if WorldStar was back then.
Oh, my God.
Everything happened on WorldStar,
damn.
You know what I mean?
When niggas get
shit
beat up,
be
everybody
crazy.
Get beat up on WorldStar.
What?
That's
what?
Fucking wild.
You go to WorldStar, nigga, you get somebody getting beat up or nigga was like a whole lot of naked bros that you didn't think that was gonna be naked. Be like, oh, Jennifer Lopez naked on WorldStar. What?
What? Let me see that shit. Nigga be tuning in, dog. I be tuning in. I'm seeing that shit.
WorldStar hip hop, nigga. You fucking around.
That should be like a fucking movie, man. The way WorldStar jumped off.
Yeah, that shit was
like
bomb.
Living real life.
Yeah, that shit was bomb. World Star was bomb. But see, that's what we got well, hood effects, definitely going to be everybody who want video. And I forgot, what the fuck is the other thing? That shit get ready to be like, it's going to be like World Store. It's going to be like, YouTube and all that shit. It's going to have a gang of videos on it. Hood Flicks. So that shit gonna have all that shit on there too. Hood Flicks, Hood Effects, True West. Yeah, all that shit is gonna be the Hood Flicks. We gonna put all that on there. We just spelled it different because it was a couple of motherfuckers that had the goddamn name already. So I have to tell y'all what it is, but it's called Hood Flicks. And we might have all like that YouTube, all that shit type of shit on there. You could fucking get on there, register, and drop your own shit on there.
Hell yeah.
But like I say, man, this is the one-stop shop, man. We do everything over here, man. You know, all the videos. Even if you go to, if you want to see some of the things that we're doing, what we do, just go to hoodeffects.com. That's like hood. I'm not finished with the website, but if you go there and then you push the video link, you'll see all the videos that we fuck with and did and all that stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So Hood Effects, EFX. So it's hoodefx.com. And you go there, then it's not, I ain't even finished building the website, but if you click the video, you can see all the videos, not all the videos that we did, but you'll see some of them, all of the greatest hits.
That's what's up.
Man, I'm glad you hung around, man, all this time, man. If you need some tracks, too, you know we got the tracks, man.
Yo, let me tell you, I really do. Like, out here, it ain't much love out here. You know what I mean? It's all love within the family, but everything's spread out around this motherfucker, you know. I have my own studio, computer crash, you know, shit like that. Need a backup plan, you know. But, started trying to fuck with other people around here to try to make some music. We get us a set plan or whatever, but they just couldn't be consistent. You know, I still got work that I need done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when it comes down to music if your computer is down, we get that back up. I know how to get those back up. I'm a hacker, so I know how to... shit back running. But
whenever you hear somebody say, "Oh, we in the hood," hey, bro.
Man, I'm telling you, man. We could all win. Once again, it's just like I said. If we could all just come together as a unit. Everybody got their own thing that they doing. But if we come together as a unit, that's money. That's pay. But see, everybody try to be, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. And I know what I'm talking about, but I'm not getting ready. Okay, I'll be like, all right, so let's vote on it. Okay. Nigga, it ain't just about me. Me or what I've done or anything, or you or what you've done, or anybody or what they done, is trying to make something to happen right now to where we can make some money. all of
right.
them.
Right. It ain't about what we did. It's about what we going to do.
I don't
what
want
we gonna
the
do
whole
next.
Pie. Just give me my slices. If I got two slices
give
and you got
slice.
One, he got one, they got one, he got two. If I ain't got no slices, it don't matter. Let's
yeah,
get this big-ass pie together and get everybody's slices together, and everybody will be happy. We can make some money. And the motherfuckers will be like, I never seen a motherfucking group of motherfuckers that big.
That part. Everybody's paid.
They be like,
motherfuckers that big and everybody paid.
And what we'll do is we'll make a new name for all of us together. So if I got True West, you got yours, he got his, they got theirs, they got theirs, him got his, but all together, we are this organization. You know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
not like it, we all represent each other, but everybody's doing their own thing, to whereas we got a big-ass organization with fucking 1,000 motherfuckers in it. They got their own thing. Everybody got their own companies, but they
everybody
all
doing their own thing. And ain't no hating.
Yeah.
And ain't no hating.
And everybody representing this one organization. So when they see me with True West, they're going to see the organization on there, because I make T-shirts and all that stuff, too.
Oh, you yeah.
know?
That's the whole plan.
Like, yeah, I'm telling you, True West is a one-stop shop. So it'd be True West, and then if it was, just say if it was called the Big Table or something like that. Just say if it was the Big Table. Everybody got the Big Table. But we got True West, we got this, we got that, we got these, just artists or whatever. But everybody be like, damn, you part of a big table? That's like the secret society type of shit. It ain't too secret because everybody know. But, you know, the whole thing about it, if you got like 1,000 mother, I can't say 1,000. Just say if you had 400 motherfuckers and everybody was representing their own clique, but they had this one little special thing and they'd be like, damn, you part of that? Because everybody would be wondering what the fuck it is.
Right.
They'd wonder. They'd be like, okay, well, you got your shit on your shirt, but what's that other thing? The other thing is, that's the society. It ain't got to be secret. That's the society letting them know that you a part of this. So that means that if everybody a part of the society and you get ready to go and do a show, them motherfuckers will pull up. You know what I'm saying? It'll be up to you and your city to recruit these motherfuckers to be part of your team. And part
right.
of society. It ain't like Illuminati. It ain't nothing fucked up. But it's just something that be so big that people will start taking easy. They'd be like, who the fuck are these motherfuckers?
What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what it be? It's just something that I had, you know, in my head, to where we just have to come up with a organization. And then we just spread this motherfucker all across this motherfucker to where no matter whatever your company is, you will have that goddamn logo with your shit. Whatever the fuck this nigga company is and all these people that you got that logo on to where they be like, damn. And like I said, if we called that motherfucker, like, just say if it was under the table, over the table, big table or whatever, it could be called. Damn, you part of the big table? Yo.
Yo. So is.
And we could spread that motherfucker all around everybody, that'll be something that's going to be good for people to actually come together and try to make something happen. Because, I mean, hell, fuck, everybody want money. But if you manipulate the system, that's going to rather make you money like a motherfucker.
Right.
I just never had enough motherfuckers to want to do it. I had my whole True West organization, and I let half of them motherfuckers go. Because
damn,
they ain't ready for what the fuck we trying to do. We ain't in no competition. We are all in this one org. Watch, I'm going to get this goddamn name for this shit. And I'm going to make an organization. And the only thing we got to do is recruit groups in this one organization to where if we in Tennessee, all the motherfuckers in Tennessee is going to show up for your shit. And we in L.A.,
oh, yeah,
everybody in this organization going to show up in L.A. Wherever the hell we at, we just going to have it to where people going to show up deep as fuck.
Motherfuckers going to show up.
And
ready.
We make some fucking money, we going to, L.A. niggas will show up in Tennessee. They'll be like, God damn. Yeah, we'll put wristbands on and all that shit to recognize, nigga, hell yeah, we are part of this organization.
This is it.
To support what
hell
you
yeah. I'm dead ass serious. I'm the artist that all you have to do, for real, all you have to do is just give me a beat.
I give you a beat.
Always
send
been
me,
that way.
I
started making my own
email
beat.
Hey, look, my email is kingscratch@gmail.com. That's the easiest shit. All lowercase.
Kingscratch@gmail.com.
Yep, kingscratch@gmail.com. Cause my phone get ready to hang up on y'all ass anyway. But kingscratch@gmail.com. Send me your email and tell me you need the track. I got beat. My whole thing is, you know, I'm more on the, you know, West Coast. I'm more on the, you know, because I mean everything down there in Tennessee and all that stuff, we did that before.
Yeah,
we did that before. So what we trying to do is, if I send you three beats right now, none of them three beats sound the same.